systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Boom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, January 2nd, 2009. Ah, 2009. This is the very first show of 2009, episode 136. How does it feel? Does it feel any different, new year?
I don't really feel any different.
New beginnings?
No. Every new year feels the same. Did you notice?
26 says Matt is in retard drumming mode. I get like that when I'm nervous. I'm like, I have to move my hands and shit.
You're always moving your hands.
Thank you guys so much, all of you, listening live, for listening to this episode. First show of 2009. Definitely will not be the last. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback is where you can type shit we'll read on the show. Or, better yet, I will actually do you one better. 406-204-GOT-P. Give us a call. Leave us a message. We actually have a voicemail I would like to play. It was from actually an anonymous number, so I don't know. We haven't listened to it yet, but let's take a listen to that real quick. Yeah.
Hello, Matt. This is Lolita. Please don't come to the daycare today. My daddy, he is so pissed off. He called you a mother bitch, and he's going to shoot you and cut your balls off, and then he's going to take a taco and shove it up your ass and make Braden eat it. Oh, he's very mad. Don't come to daycare today. I blow you tomorrow. Bye.
Okay, so apparently...
So is there something you didn't tell me?
Maybe. So remember... This is so bad. Remember the voicemails and all that were getting left on my cell phone and stuff about how this dude lost his 3-year-old and apparently I'm like bringing weed and drugs around her and fuck you, you mother. But you all remember that, right? Okay. So what I may not have told you guys was that a while ago I got into a little bit of trouble and I had to do some community service, and the community service was helping out at this daycare.
Excuse me?
I was having... Did I forget to tell you that?
No, how did that slip by me?
Huh.
I never know that happened?
Shazam says, well, if Matt's cruising the daycare, he's more likely to find a woman without kids. That's true. Yeah, that's awesome. It's like, you have a good daycare, you're for sure going to be, like, dropping them off all the time. That's fine.
That's true.
But, yeah, no, It was stupid. I was holding some stuff for a friend of mine, and I got caught with it, and I was like, oh, it's not what you think. It's not mine. They're like, sure, it's not. And it was my first offense, so to speak. So they let me off with a little, you know, community service and stuff. I can't believe I'm saying this.
I can't believe you are either.
And so I may or may not have come into contact with a certain hoary little 3-year-old that was, like, it started out
Wait, but this is from the person who hates kids more than anyone on the entire planet.
Well, right, but she's so mature. You don't even know. She's a mature 3.
Yeah, she's a mature.
So I mean,
she's more like a 7-year-old, really.
Yeah, and fuck you, Braden. So I'm in there and I'm like cleaning and helping out and stuff, and I look up and there's this little 3-year-old in a little short mini skirt with makeup on, like looking all
right,
hot.
The high heels.
Right, look in little
the high heels for Todd.
Right, exactly, and looking all sexy and shit, and like throwing me winks and stuff, and I'm like, what? Am I high?
Was she wearing like a
really?
Belly shirt with her
yeah.
baby faddle sticking
said
out?
Said mommy slut on the shirt and everything. So, you know, we went out on a couple dates and, you know, she liked...
Did you buy her dinner?
No, well, kind of. Macaroni and cheese and a movie, but that was a Barney movie. So it was nothing, you know, nothing to write home about. So I never talked about it until I obviously started getting these voicemails from her father. But see, I have nothing to do with why she's missing. Like, that was not me. I was sure to have her home by fucking her 6 o'clock curfew.
Right, because that makes it okay.
I'm totally kidding. Oh, fuck. That's awesome. I wonder who left that voicemail, though. They should hook up with the lady that called in during the last show that was pretty pissed off.
Maybe they have.
Maybe. So, yeah, if you guys want, if you call 406-204-GOT-P or 4687, while the show's not live, you can actually leave us a voicemail, and we will actually play it on the show if it's funny, like that one was funny. When I first saw that, like, I was at City Brew today doing my thing, getting stories and shit ready for the show.
Are you, like, one of those pretentious fucks that just hangs out at the coffee place?
I'm starting.
And you don't even drink coffee?
I drink chocolate frappuccinos with one shot in them.
Really?
But
So it's just barely coffee?
Right, it's barely. It's more chocolate shake with whipped cream. But yeah. No, it's like a nice place to get out of home and, excuse my face, sometimes there's things, you know, people there that I can watch and they're doing. It's really funny watching what other people are doing on their computers. Like, some of the things other people look at.
Like what?
Like, I don't know. Just
examples of what you've seen.
Like, not really pornography, but like older guys in their like 40s or 50s, uh-huh. Like trolling around on Facebook and MySpace and stuff. It's like, you know what they're doing because they're sitting there hitting refresh on their inbox, like, oh, like they're waiting for a message or something. It's wow. Like, I'm at the City Brew. Why don't you meet me here and shit? And it's like, I just like to go there and feel important because I have this awesome touchscreen laptop and I pull it out and like, it's like the record scratches and everyone's like, what? And they look at me and it's like, damn. And like I walk in and flip a quarter to the jukebox and it fucking starts playing and shit and I'm all fucking sunglasses, black leather jacket.
Wait, so you're all of a sudden the cool guy at City Brew because
exactly.
You have a tablet PC?
That's why I go
that
there.
That is the gayest shit I've ever heard.
Oh, it's fun. Yeah, Shazam says, Matt's Fonzie. It's like that. That's what I have in my mind every time I go there. It's
Fonzie
like,
at the yeah, City Brew?
Yeah, fucking quarter in, cell phone on the table, fucking I'll have the huge. And they know what the huge is. Chocolate frappe, one shot with whipped cream, hint of cinnamon on top.
I didn't know a tablet PC would just...
I
bring
know.
Your stees up so high.
Dude, just popping, dude. Since I got it and I got that, like, alligator snake skin mesh, a fucking carrying case for it, and I just, like, I pulled that out of the backpack and it's just fucking, they're defenseless, dude. I have to sit there and tell them, like, I'm here to work. I'm not here to skis on City Brew hose right now.
Yeah, you're
like,
not sitting there just snooping to see what other people are
right,
doing.
Right, I'm not here sniffing packets on the network, hacking people's fucking credit card accounts or anything. Like, I'm not doing that anymore. This is pure business. And
even though really you're going there just to do nothing.
No, I get stored. Well, I mean, I could do that here, but
right.
Then
you
I
just
have
go
to,
there and you just surf the internet there instead of at home.
Do I need to rationalize this to make it okay?
No.
Because
it's like your
world. Because I will. I've
is this
done
your
it.
World of Warcraft?
Maybe.
Just hanging out at City Brew?
Maybe. No. It's. Where'd my pen go? Anyway.
Huh.
Huh. Got it. So, no, I just, it's a nice place. It's like my Cheers, if you will. Like,
oh, okay.
I walk in and they're all like, Norm! And yeah, it's like
it's
my.
It's a drunk people's. It's like, you know, Finnegan's is a drunk people's place. This is, you know, your place.
Right. It's my
place. The pretentious fuck place.
It is. And it's cool because there's other pretentious fucks that are in yeah. there doing the same fucking thing. But it's like, I have a tablet PC and they have old shitty Sony Vios.
Have you hit up the Starbucks over there? Go hang
no,
out at Starbucks.
Oh, that's good
you
point.
Should do
I
that.
Should. But see, that's way far. Like, this City Brew is kind of by my house.
True.
More by my house than the Starbucks is. Which is weird. We live in a place that there isn't, like, a Starbucks on every fucking corner.
There's quite a few City Brews, though.
Frankie says, yes, you could actually draw on that, Frankie. So, yeah, we got an email. This was from Rochelle. If you guys remember, Rochelle was the girl that read the first confession on the New Year's Eve show, the one about wanting to suck dick, and she'd never been kissed, and then I kissed her and was like, now you've been kissed, and that. You remember that?
I do remember.
Okay. So she sent us a confession. It says, I looked at the site you guys read confessions off of, and wow, comma, this one reminded me of you guys. I'm very wealthy, and I have a fetish for reading about other people's misfortunes. That is kind of, like, I could see how you'd be reminded of us when you do that after.
Because that's like, you wrote this confession.
Right. Well, if, yeah, except for the wealthy part, I do have a fetish for reading about other people's misfortunes.
Right.
So from time to time, I visit Group Hug and read the confessions. Then, then I wrap a wad of $100 bills around my dick and pump it for about half an hour.
See, half an hour.
I do that, but not with hundos.
No,
like,
it's
not,
just ones.
Right, it's ones. I tried once with a sock full of quarters, and that didn't.
Nah,
that,
did, I can't imagine that working.
No, it didn't. You got to actually take the lotion. Like, I'll show you how to do it. You take the dollars and you keep them flat, and then you put the lotion on one side. I like the side with George Washington's face.
And to then, face your dick?
Exactly. That's the side. It's like I'm getting a Hummer from George Washington,
okay.
kind of. And then, so yeah, you spread out the lotion on it, and then you have, like, for me, I use about five $1 bills. You know, you'll use, it depends how big your shit is, but, and then you take the lotion, and that'll actually keep them held together.
Oh, it's kind of like a glue.
Right, and then, so you have that on the table, and then you set your dick on the fucking table, and you kind of roll it. In like a rolling motion until all of the money is kind of cocooned around your cock, and then it forms like a little vagina of sorts. No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. It actually still feels like money being rubbed on your dick.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. When I'm done, when I'm done, I drive around to all the local McDonald's restaurants.
McDonald's.
restaurants and drop the sticky bills in the donation bins they leave on the countertop.
Wow.
I'm never stealing money out of those again.
Again?
I mean, like, if I was...
If I was to ever consider stealing money out of those, I would decide not to.
After having read this, I would definitely not do that. It has turned out to be an impeccable method for coping with being diagnosed with HIV.
Huh.
Go Lakers!
Wow.
And with that, have a nice day. So, you're rich, and you have a fetish for other people's pain, and actually jerking yourself off with $100 bills and then giving those monies to people, poor people at McDonald's,
right.
Which, 9 times out of 10, the owners of the McDonald's that those are in, they keep that money.
Well,
you know,
I'm sure.
There is no such thing as the Ronald McDonald House. I don't know if you know this or not, but there's actually...
It's Ronald McDonald's pocket.
Right, and Ronald McDonald is the guy that actually owns whichever McDonald's you're putting the money in.
And he's got a pretty fat wallet now.
Right, which is why I didn't feel bad taking money out of it.
Because
it's like, you're a fucking clown, for one. Like, what? You don't need all
this
money.
I'm not scared of you.
You own a McDonald's. You don't need to buy food, obviously. Like,
you're good.
You can just, yeah, you're good. You're better off.
How many McDonald's restaurants is there on the fucking planet?
How many are there? We talked about this before, how we have, like, just 5 or 6 just in our little valley here.
Yeah.
Like, just amazing. So, yeah, that was about it. I had my first breakfast of 2009 with Ryan, the salt guy. That was pretty fucking fun. He called me up on yesterday morning. He's like, hey, you want to go eat? And I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm like half asleep. I just went to bed a few hours ago. No big deal. So we go up to Lakeside. We're going to try and go eat at the Buns on the Lake place. Have you ever been there?
I've never heard of it.
I love that place. And they're all the waitresses there. They're all kind of cute. And they have these shirts that say caution hot buns. Because it's a... Yeah, it's a clever little ad campaign. I don't know.
I guess that's
it's fucking stupid. Because you try and go up and smack their hot buns, and then they're like not so jovial
about it.
Right, and
then the cops show up,
yeah,
and you don't even get your breakfast.
And then you're doing community service in a fucking daycare, getting hit on by 3-year-old whores.
And now you're in just all kinds of...
And now you're getting stalked by 3-year-old whore daddies who are wondering where their little 3-year-old whore went.
It just got worse and worse.
Holy shit, man. How do you dig yourself out of that hole? Like,
how do you get yourself in that hole?
Well,
I mean, it's only 3 years old.
That's true. You'd think it would just be a very shallow... Wait, was that a vagina joke? Or
I don't know.
Was that a 3-year-old vagina joke, Brayden? Are you taking it there?
Maybe.
Because I can... That's
26
awful.
Says there actually is a charity foundation called the Ronald McDonald House. You're just a douche.
No, actually, there's not. I asked them. I was like, so where does all this money go? And the guy was like,
My wallet.
My wallet at the end of every night. It's our tip thing.
Yeah.
Didn't
it's
you
our
know?
Tip jar.
Yeah, no one tips us, so we actually... When we
put out a tip jar, it's always empty, so we put out a donation thing.
Well, yeah, we started out as an experiment. We had our tip jar that said, please tip your McDonald's employee.
Yeah.
And then we had this second jar that said, please help all these kids with all these bad diseases. And lo and behold, the tip jar, totally empty. The jar to help little kids, fucking full of Frenchmans and shit. So
of course we're taking that.
So obviously we just discontinued the whole tip jar thing and we just went with the help save sad dying children. It's like, if you think about it, those kids are dying. I mean, what are you going to do with
$100
bills with semen on them?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Let's be honest. So, yeah, the whole breakfast was great. Like, we went to Buns and Lake. They were closed. So we went up further in Lakeside and ate this little cafe there. And as you guys all know from last show Ryan was on, I don't know if you followed what he was saying at all. But
hey, I don't think you can.
The relationship that he's in, that he has been wanting for so long, is actually not working out so well. Not what you would call a storybook ending, actually. So he's there and we're talking and he's just telling me, he's like, dude, I don't know what to do. And I'm doing what I do. I listen and I tell him what to do because it's easy as fuck to tell somebody what to do in a situation they're in, because no matter what they do, there's no blowback coming at you for it. Like, if I tell him to tell her to go fuck herself and pack all your shit and just bail, if he does that, like, nothing's gonna happen to me. Like, that's his
life,
right? So just by him asking me what he should do, like, I can tell him all day long. So
can just completely ruin his life, basically, and just tell him to make all these bad decisions.
If I was an asshole, I very easily could. And I'll tell you what, if in 3 days I don't have an answer or the answer is no, then, and I have to start dating dudes, like, I'm going to be the biggest fucking prick.
You're the one that said you were going to date dudes.
Well, I was, okay, that wasn't, I
That's
need to explain
all your
something
fault.
Real quick. That wasn't so I could have a little loophole and be like, now I can date dudes. No, you might think that's what I was doing.
No,
it
but you
not.
Still volunteered yourself.
In the whole reason for that was so that I could go back to her and be like, do you want me to get dick in my asshole? And she's going to be like, well, of course not.
Oh, Jesus
and I'll be
Christ,
like,
that's a good
well,
way to win a girl.
Well,
over.
Then you're going to have to be my girlfriend, because if not, I have to take penis
that's
in my butt.
That's the worst reason I've ever heard to get a girl to go out with you.
Hey, desperate times call for desperate measures.
Seriously, though.
A little something I just made up.
Couldn't you come up with something like...
I've tried, like, being nice to her and giving her everything she could ever possibly need. You know, you would think that would work, but nay, it
okay,
does
but,
not.
Okay, but if she doesn't...
I've tried that, actually. I've actually tried
but
that.
But if she doesn't want to be with you, and you just said you're gonna go out with guys, if she says no, then she's just gonna say no, and you're just...
No, well, I didn't know that at the time. I was thinking she would be all, like, play the sympathy card, and she'd be like, oh, you poor thing. I would hate to see you get pummeled by dick.
Right, even though you put yourself in that situation just
in
to get me to go out with you.
Hey, you're not helping.
All right.
You're supposed to be my bro. Hey, if this happens, it's your asshole first.
Okay,
I'm just saying.
Sure.
You're gonna get, oh god, you're gonna get the worst of it. So, where was I? Oh, so he leaves, like, we're done talking and shit, and he actually looks at me, and he's like, thank you. He thanked me.
Wow.
Because I helped. I'm a big helper.
No, you
I
really
helped.
Didn't. You just told him some random bullshit because it had no effect
no,
on you what happened.
Actually, I didn't this time. Like,
well,
you would
good.
Think because that's what I tend to do. I'm
well,
just
that's what you were talking about.
Some bullshit. No, well, that was for joke's sake. But no, like, I was really, like, listening to what he was saying, as hard as that was for me to do, because he is a very unfocused human being. Like, this guy, he'll be telling a story and, like, a butterfly will fly by and he'll be like, so and this and that and that. and that's it. You cannot keep him fucking focused
it's
on
really
anything.
It's really that bad, too.
Which I couldn't imagine dating the guy. Like, if that was... So how was your day? And he starts off, like, here and ends, like, way the fuck over here. And all you wanted to know was how your day was. And I don't know. That just seems very frustrating to me to date somebody that is so just all over the place. And maybe that's what it's like dating me. I don't know.
Well, maybe that's why you're not with your ex anymore.
Is that- No, I don't think that has anything to do with that. Does it?
I don't
know. Maybe?
From what you told me, it kind of sounded like that was part of it.
Wait, which one are we talking about here? The most recent one? The one with the two kids?
Yes.
Oh, no, I don't want to be daddy to children. Hmm. Like, I'll help out here and there, but to be like, hey, will you come in and be their father? Hey, do you mind if they call you dad? Is that cool? Oh, hey, kids I just met a month ago. You can call me dad.
Oh, hey, son.
I'm banging your mom might as fucking well, right? We're all... No, you may think that, but no, that's not how it works. So, after talking to him, it kind of made me realize that, you know, you could go after the thing you really want, like, your whole life and finally get it, but in 3 months, it's going to be the thing you don't want anymore. So
well, you don't know that, though.
Well,
tell you
just from his example, because that was like... She was the love of his life like 10 years ago, and something happened to where they couldn't be together. It was like a Romeo and Juliet story almost. And then, like, he gets married and she does her thing, and they randomly meet up like 9 years later, obviously bringing to the forefront all of these feelings that have been buried. Like, he's been fucking this chick who he called his wife, probably in the back of his mind thinking the whole time about this other girl that he just wants so bad but he couldn't be with. And now he finally has that thing, and it's just totally awful. Like, it's bad. And
why is it so bad?
Well, a lot of it is her, from what he said. Like, I've only got,
well,
obviously,
of course,
right? It's her
of course
fault.
It's her fault.
Honey, it's not you, it's me.
What do you think she would say if we talked to her?
It's all his fault?
Yeah.
This motherfucker here coming... Oh, man. But from what he says, it's like... She works graveyards. He works, obviously, with me in the daytime, 8 to 5, whatever. And there's a kid involved. The kid really, like, looks up to him. And I was like, dude, don't try to be his father. Like, just be his friend and shit. And that's what he's doing. And she is almost jealous that he's friends with her son, even though that's what she wants. Someone that's going to be nice to her son and not be there just to fuck her, but will, like, deal with that. And he's totally doing that. But it seems like just whenever there's a little problem, he tries to make it better. And she takes that as he's just not sincere about it or something. It's weird. It's
that,
like,
doesn't make any sense.
She'll be like, this is my problem. And he'll be like, okay, here's how we fix it. And she'll be like, fuck you. This is
what?
Still... Yeah, right?
That's the most fucked up thing
Mixed
ever.
Signals, right? Yeah. Like, just totally crazy. So, it just seems weird by his example that, like, you can look your whole life and find something that you think you want, but once you have it, it might not turn out to be that
right.
thing you
well,
want.
Well, apparently he didn't know her very well.
Right. Apparently he didn't give her a 5-day ultimatum. That's so bad. I'm just playing. So, yeah, that was about it. It was been very uneventful. I was kind of, like, scribbling down some last-minute notes, but I, like, hung out in the house all day and watched movies. Because we got, like, 3 feet of snow.
Yeah,
like,
that's pretty crazy.
I woke up at, like, 11 or something, and I took some bong hits of salvia, and then I went outside to smoke, and, like, I didn't look outside or anything. I was just chilling in the house, and I go outside, and it's just... fucking snow everywhere. I'm like, fuck this shit. My car's buried, and I'm gonna have to work tomorrow night at Anna's and dig out my car because it's buried. Did you see it out there?
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking covered, dude, under like 3 feet of snow and the fucking roads. And yeah.
So what movies did you watch?
I watched fucking Eagle versus Shark. I watched that first. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
I don't know.
Really? Mixed feelings?
Yeah, I have a hard time. I haven't quite made an opinion yet. I only watched it the one time, but it was just so weird. Like, I don't know. It reminded me of The Office because of how awkward
of Napoleon
uncomfortable
Dynamite.
It makes you feel all the time.
Yeah, that's what it reminds. It's just, if you guys haven't ever heard of it, Eagle versus Shark. It was a pretty good movie, but it's about these two just totally awkward people that
they're just
come
fucking
to,
weird.
They come together and like. This girl gets invited to this guy's animal party. It's like, wear the costume of your favorite animal. And she goes as a shark, and he goes as an eagle. And they have this, like, Mortal Kombat game tournament thing. And she ends up making it to the finals and fights him. And the whole time they're fighting, she's just, like, looking at him. Like, she's just infatuated with this guy. And he's, like, Napoleon Dynamite. Like, just this
guy's game face on.
Awkward, weird guy ever. And
just...
They end up, no, it's not a furry party for Frankie. Furry party. That's what I thought at first. Like, save the animals, and they all dress up as animals, and then they all have furry sex. But yeah, then they end up hooking up and go back to his hometown because he's got this vendetta with this guy from high school that used to always pick on him, and he's training, and it's just weird and awkward. And then I watched Surveillance. And that was pretty fucking crazy. What's that?
I don't know. I gotta check.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that was just, I don't know, a weird psychological thriller. And then I watched something else. I don't fucking even remember. But fuck. Then Shazam says, "What about Nicole?" And what about Nicole? What do you think, Braden?
Huh?
I was just looking at the chat, and Shazam was like, "You don't have to be gay. What about Nicole?" It's like, well, that was what we were talking about. Thank. Never mind.
Well, Apollo just sent this in.
What is it?
This one is called Balloon Priest Wins Darwin Award for Stupidity.
Oh, please. Yeah. Please. Fill in some of this time. I have nothing to talk about.
I will. A daredevil Catholic priest who was killed after floating out to sea suspended by 1,000 helium-filled party balloons has been honored for his idiocy.
Daredevil Catholic priest?
Yeah.
Like Daredevil. I'm just picturing, like, if the Daredevil was a Catholic priest, like, with his Pope.
No,
thing
they're
on.
Saying the Catholic priest is a Daredevil. Cause
oh,
doing,
not the Daredevil.
Right,
from,
but he's being one by floating out to sea.
Not Ben Affleck.
Right.
Okay, got it.
Blind superpower.
Right, okay.
Yeah, that's
got
different.
It. Stupid red suit. That was a dumb movie.
Yeah, that was worse.
Stop making comic book movies if you're going to make them dumb. So, he died?
I didn't say he died yet. Reverend Edler Antonio D. Carly had been trying to break a record for the longest time in flight with party balloons when he disappeared. 3 months later, his body was discovered off the southeastern coast of Brazil, but now has won the 2008 Darwin Awards.
Why don't you fill everyone in about what the Darwin Awards are if they don't know?
I don't even know.
Do you know? No. Really? The Darwin
Awards.
I've heard
about it
many times. From what I know, it was this website that started a long time ago. And this kid, or this guy, whoever made the site, he would go through, kind of like what we do, news stories, and he would hand out these Darwin awards for successfully removing yourself from the gene pool.
Oh, wow.
And, like, it's basically people doing stupid shit, and they die. He gives them a Darwin Award. Well, he doesn't give it to them. He sends it to their families. Like, congratulations.
Right.
Your loved one won this award.
That's kind of
that
a
I
mean,
just totally made up.
Yeah.
That's kind
of
mean.
That's kind of a, I don't think families would take that too well after their loved one just died.
They get this thing.
Like,
that's
not funny.
It looks all official and shit, and they're thinking they got money, and it's like, your son has been awarded this Darwin Award for successfully removing himself from the gene pool of humanity. Yeah. Congratulations. Do you think they would just put it, like, out on their tombstone? Like, people put flowers and shit,
right,
and there's, like,
2008 Darwin Award.
Flowers and a fucking teddy bear, and then
and a plaque.
The plaque with the dark. That would be so
Here's
great.
Your award. Can you get it, like, engraved into your fucking your grave?
In the grave?
Yeah.
Like, 2008 Darwin Award winner?
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Oh, all right. Well,
Frankie wants to know if you've watched Falling Down or if we have.
Yes, Falling Down. That's old movie.
Yeah,
Michael Douglas.
Yeah,
yes.
That's a cool movie.
I haven't watched it recently. Maybe I should. I watched Waterworld recently.
That's a good movie, too.
I understood it a lot more, like, watching it now than. Because last time I saw that, I was a kid. It was probably when it first came out back in the 90s, early 90s, whenever. And, like, I didn't understand a lot of it. Now I'm watching it and. It never occurred to me, like, when I watched it when I was a kid, I thought he was, like, helping them, and he liked the two ladies on his boat, and I'm watching it now, and it's like, dude, he fucking hated you guys. You're drinking all his fucking water, eating all his fucking food, you broke his fucking boat, all for what? He was a mariner. He was just fine swimming down and getting dirt to buy stuff with, and here you guys come along, and you almost get him killed. Like, I didn't understand all of that. It made it a little better for me. Yeah. And then the smoker, like, that is so ridiculous. They're on this huge boat just rolling through in this car just killing people and
that's awesome.
Throwing out cigarettes and shit. And that, yeah, dude, that was pretty cool. You ready for some confessions? Should we just do this? Do you have anything else there? Any phone calls? 406-204-GOT-P? Nicole is here right now. She didn't want a microphone, though. She just wanted to...
Yeah, Paulo just said, who is sitting behind you, Braden? Female, yours, Matt, available for rent?
Yeah, right. That's her, if you guys were wondering. So if you guys want to call in and talk to her, you can maybe persuade her to say something.
26 says, I was talking to my friend on the phone, and he borrowed some vodka for a date he has tonight. And then he joked about roofieing her, and I almost asked him to call into the jam hole.
So, wait, your friend is going on a date, and he's like, hey, can I borrow some vodka?
And maybe some roofies, if you know where I can get
some. No, he's like, dude, I already got the roofies.
Yeah, I just need some vodka to put it in.
I need something strong enough to mask the taste of these fucking roofies.
Right.
You have some awesome friends, dude. I hope it doesn't come to that, you know? Like, I would like it to be willingly, but...
If that's what you gotta do,
you gotta
know?
Do what you gotta do,
right?
Well,
if you wanna, you know, have sex with a girl and she won't, I mean...
What do you do?
Yeah.
What's a guy to do? I mean, you could go buy hookers, but I mean, how much are you gonna spend on a hooker compared to how much you'll spend on, like, a box of fucking roofies?
And
like,
a bottle of vodka.
You can get cheap vodka,
yeah, just
too. Like,
they
fucking mass-produce the
you
out
get,
of
like, a
McCormick's.
Gallon of Nikolai vodka for, like, $15.
I remember when I worked at the liquor store, we were selling gallons of this shit called Arrow Vodka, and the whole thing was $10 a fucking gallon.
God.
And people would come in there, and they're like, oh, we're just gonna use it for mixers and shit. It's like, bullshit, you're stocking up because you know this shit ain't gonna last, and you're gonna take your fucking shots all night, and it's gonna be disgusting.
Yeah.
Just awful shit. So was that it?
Yep.
Okay. Let's do some confessions. These are the first confessions of 2009. I hope... that people are doing a little better than they were ending out the year.
I hope they're having a good new year.
I hope you're starting the year better than you ended it. Because if you remember from the last show, you didn't end it on a very strong point
at
all.
It sounded like a lot of them had a bad New Year's Eve.
A lot. Like, yeah. I got
like
stood up. I bought all these roofies and shit, and she never even showed up. And, like, now I'm kind of fucked up and nodding out because I took them. Because
I might as well.
Because I'm trying to numb this pain I have. And, hey, Rasha Poo says, I will show tits in 09. I just wanted to throw that out there. I just glanced over and I saw tits. I was like, what? Okay. Fuck yeah. I love the idea of all of them, okay? Not just half of them, not just one of them. All of the 700 slums in Rio burning. Did you know there were slums in Rio?
There's slums everywhere.
I love the idea of all the slums on Liberty Street just burning to the ground. Just crackheads and junkies and their little emaciated children running for their lives. And just, oh man, that would be a picture-perfect beginning to my year.
I'd like that.
If that, not even those slums, like Liberty Street, like from where it starts, there off of Meridian, to where it just dead ends in the ghetto. That whole block, if it
just
fucking
take it out.
Burn just to the ground. Oh, man.
If there wasn't so much snow.
If only. Sometimes I simply wake up. Hold on. Is this something happening, like, in the news? Like, is this a problem in Rio? Are there slums just burning there or something? Like, I didn't see that in our news thing.
Yeah.
Usually I would catch things like that. It must be something, because they're like, I love the idea of this. Maybe it was something in Rio that, like, the mayor was proposing. He's like, so, what do you guys think, in his Mexican Rio accent, what would you guys think if we just took all these slums and
just got rid of them?
Burned them.
Burned them to the ground.
Just, hey, let's start over. It's a new year, my New Year's resolution, to burn all the slums in Rio.
And then we'll
replace
them with $5 million houses.
And hotels for tourists. That is an idea.
That's what we'll do.
And they were like, oh, well, we'll think about it. He's like, all right, I'll give you 5 days. Sometimes I simply wake up and stare at myself, looking how beautiful I am. You ever do that? You ever just wake up in the morning and, like, you have your, if you're like me, you have your mirror above your bed and you just kind of open your eyes and you're like, I am so beautiful. I am a fucking god among men.
I didn't know you were that full of yourself.
Really? Have you never seen my bedroom? I always keep the door shut.
I've seen your bedroom.
You've seen my bedroom. Mm. You see how his eye twinkled when he's like, yeah, I've seen your bed.
Yeah, totally. Because that's where we did the Selvia video.
Oh, yeah, that was.
So yeah, I saw it that one time.
Do you do that, though, in your life? Do you just wake up and you're God, I'm fucking beautiful?
I don't.
No?
No.
Never once?
Not once.
Really? Yeah. You're beautiful.
I don't just need that, I guess, when I wake up to feel good.
It's like, do you reach for the mirror? Yeah, but only because it's got fucking drugs on it.
Right.
I'm like, you are so beautiful! I can picture that. You doing that before you just wake up and put makeup on. Gotta get my Coke face going. Oh, I am so beautiful. My hair is...
Hold on. A hard-ass nigga has a comment for us. You fucking mother beach. My condo is ruined. Now I'll kill you, you motherfucker. Stay the fuck away from my kid.
Oh, wow.
That's our feedback.
Was that the caller? You, yeah. Hey, feel free to call if you're pissed. We can talk it out right here,
well,
right now.
Now we know his name. His name's a hard-ass nigga.
Hard-ass nigga? Yeah. 406-204-GOT-P. Give us a call. We'll talk about it.
Paula says, actually, the police have vigilantes in Rio, and they shoot homeless people and burn slums at night. Of course, they deny it.
Really?
That's pretty crazy.
We need to take a little lesson from that. And kind of do that here. Do you know how much better our world would be minus the slums?
Yeah.
Man.
It'd still be awful.
I mean, granted, we'd have to drive a little further to get our drugs. But
right, because the slums are kind of
close.
My
friend, that is a small price to pay. Okay, so beauty. Endless beauty. My hair is long, straight, and smooth. My lips are hot, and my face is beautiful. My girlfriend idolizes me, as she should, because I'm so beautiful.
Wow.
Do you just go out and, like, the sun just shines a little brighter and, like, all of the clouds are like, oh, shit, that's her, let's get out of here. And it just, beauty, just, man, I've never heard somebody describe themselves using the word beautiful so many times.
Yeah, like this person really likes themselves.
Like, you are really beautiful. Sometimes I will just masturbate looking at my perfect body.
Holy shit.
Thinking about how godly I am.
That is so crazy.
You'd hug me if you saw me just because I am so pretty. Tee-hee.
Wow.
She actually typed out tee-hee.
I thought it was a guy because it said my girlfriend.
It's a lesbian.
Oh.
Well, chicks...
How do you know?
Well, do guys have long, straight, smooth, beautiful hair and hot lips? And
maybe some do.
And a beautiful... Well, I do, but I'm just well, saying, okay. Like, I don't have long hair. It's kind of getting a little thin up top. That's fine. masturbating, looking at your perfect body, I can totally see a chick just, like, doing that.
That's true, I guess.
No? I don't know.
It's possible.
I could... That's weird that... Godly. How perfect do you have to be to just be like, I am so godly? Like, mere mortals bow to their knees in my presence. I am so godly. I radiate with just goodness and beauty and perfection.
I used to know someone who,
you know what else
I
do?
Felt that way about themselves.
I walk on water.
Really?
Okay?
Okay, Jesus.
That's where the godly part comes in. I actually turn water to wine. I make fish fuck and make more
and
fish.
My name's Jesus.
And my name is Jesus. And I have a 3-year-old. If you guys have seen her, tell her I'm looking for her. So who do you know?
Oh, I just knew this kid a long time ago that was like that. He just thought he was like... the most beautiful thing ever, and he just, like, fucked as many chicks as possible.
It was a guy?
Yeah.
And now he has herpes, huh?
Yes.
Is that your friend that thought he had AIDS?
No, it's totally different.
Oh, right, because that was the first chick he ever fucked.
Yeah, exactly.
I enjoyed that story
that was
very
a good
much.
Story,
yeah. Oh, I love you. That should be good. I love you so much, I hurt. Like, this is cool what we're doing here. I love you and you love me and we got the big purple dinosaur there. But I actually love you so much, I have to take painkillers 3 times a day because it hurts me. Hmm. Like, have you ever loved so much it just hurts? Like,
not that much.
I try to stop right before it starts hurting.
Like, if it starts to hurt, I think that means you should not.
That's actually not love. Yeah. Like, that, I have a weird
burning... If you need
burning...
to suppress your love with, you know, Dilaudid, then it's probably not the love for you.
That's probably not what you're looking for. It's like I have this weird burning sensation. I think it's just because I love you so much. It's
I
like,
think so.
You might want to get that checked out. You go to the doctor and you're like, dude, I just love this chick so much. Every time I pee, it burns. What's wrong? It's like, that's not love. You might have gotten that from love, but it's not actually love. Oh, my love for you, me to you, bro, my love for you is the one thing keeping me in this world that has proven to be anything but fair. My love for you is fair as the day is long. Don't look at me like that. Oh, you're the happiness I deserve. Actually, being in a burning slum in Rio is probably more like the happiness you deserve.
Well,
this is
no,
just
luck. Because this will end, you know, in flames pretty soon anyway, and then he'll be miserable and kill himself, probably.
Right.
Because this is the only thing that's making his life worth living, apparently.
Or he'll find out she's totally been cheating on him, and then...
Yeah, right, exactly.
You think love hurts now when she actually likes you?
Yeah, wait till she's cheating.
Yeah. We'll see how fun... You're the happiness I deserve. I'm the life you deserve. I was meant to be with you. Nothing is more obvious than that. We were made for each other. Like, God made us, and then he broke the mold. But before he broke the mold, he made you for me. So I can be happy and hurt with how much I love you. Oh, reach your hand out. Brayden. Reach your hand out.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No.
For effect, reach your hand out. I promise I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll take it. Reach your hand out. And I will not leave you hanging like many of bros have done before. Like you just did to me. You kind of left me hanging there. I will not do that to you. That's how much I love you. I will keep you strong. I will keep you safe. You don't have to run. I know you're tied up right now. You can't run. But you don't have to run. Because I'm just going to catch you. And then it's just going to be worse. I'm going to take this hurt that's hurting me and I'm going to actually make it hurt you. So don't run. A little lesson for all of you. If you're being loved so much it hurts and you're tied to a chair, don't run. I will keep you safe. You don't have to run. You don't have to hide. You don't have to be strong. Is this the whole idea that if you find a girl and you can get her to be with you, and it's like a whole cult thing, like how cults are like just sever all ties with anybody. You don't need to be strong. You don't need to have friends. I will keep you safe. I will keep you strong, me being the cult leader.
Right.
And then he gets them all in there and he's like, all right, daughters and mothers, to the front, dudes. Later.
Paula says Matt plays the faggot way too easily, if you ask me.
Excuse me? Pardon?
Matt plays the faggot way too easily, if you ask me.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Have you... hold on.
I just had to say it.
Paulo, what are you talking about? And nobody asked you. Can't be talking.
Yeah, he's just, you can't say if you ask me if no one asked you and you're just a state.
How is that
opinion.
Even too easily? This is a latch.
It comes out too natural.
This is a last ditch effort here. This isn't, oh, I wonder what dick in my ass feels like. I know what that feels like. I have fingers. Okay.
And you've put them there many times.
You know you can come if you. Okay.
I don't.
So, you can, actually.
Apparently, I
I'll
know
show
that.
You after the show.
No, thanks.
So, I don't understand. If you want to call in and explain yourself, that would be nice. But this isn't me wanting to do dudes, I'm telling you. You may think it is. It is not,
We got an interesting feedback.
Please!
This is from Lolita.
Oh, please! Is this my mommy? Hey, mommy!
And the subject is called Reds.
Reds, where I apparently love to fucking hang out. Dude, I found this new bar the other day called Reds. They actually let 15-year-old girls in. They encourage it.
Wow.
Oh, that
Matt,
place
you
is
left a- your construction paper and macaroni heart I made you at the bar. I miss you, your Lolita.
My little three-year-old Lolita?
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to get way taken out of context. And 26 says, haha, Matt's giving us prostate tips. Not prostate tips, masturbation tips.
Just the tip, though.
Just the tips, actually. So, I can be everything you need. You don't need anything because I am everything you need. Mm-hmm. Like, do you need some food? I can be your food.
I got everything.
I can be the body and blood of your Jesus Christ. I can be your communion. I can be your shelter. I can be your entertainment. I can be your dildo.
Be your hero.
I can't be that big black ass-to-ass one you have, but I can be that little rabbit one.
Wow.
Oh, I will be your everything. I decided to feel loved again. I just, like, I'd been cutting love out. I went to the doctor, and he's like, you need to just cut out a lot of love out of your diet, and you'll lose, you know, you'll slim down. Yeah. Love and carbos, two things you just cut out of your diet. I'm skinny now, and I've decided to feel love again. So, comma, you and me are we now. We went from you and me to this collective we.
Us, if you will.
I hope this won't destroy everything, what we build up in the last 5 years. Like, I'm really going out on a line here. I've talked to all of your exes. You've destroyed each and every one of them. But I'm ready. I'm ready to be destroyed by you.
I'm ready for you to destroy me.
I just got my life back together again, and I'm actually hoping that you'll just totally topple it. If this gonna happen, I never will be in love again. This is what I'm talking about. This is that whole thing where guys, when they fuck girls up, they get them all nice and just fucking loopy, and then they're like, off you go, have fun. Other dudes, good luck with this one. I fucked her up extra special just for you.
This one's for you.
It's on me. Hey, this bud's for you. On me. Courteous to this guy right here. That's so awful. You guys need to quit. For 09, can you do that favor for me, okay? I mean, it won't matter to me much because I have a feeling I'm going to be dating dudes here in a few days. But just for my fellow bros out there, like, just do this solid for them. Like, if you're going to be with a girl and you're thinking that it's probably not going to work out, don't go out of your way to fuck them all up crazy style and then, like, release them like a rabid HIV onto the world. Like, be nice. Be nice to them. If you're going to fuck them all up, you have to keep them. New rule for 09. We made this a couple shows ago. If you make a girl have to get psychiatric help because you made her all fucking nuts, you actually have to keep her. That's like when you go to Best Buy and you buy a video game and you open it up and make a copy of it and then you try and seal it back up and take it back. What do they say? Uh-uh. We're not taking this back. This is damaged goods. This has been opened. This has had your hands all up in the box, huh?
Yeah.
You know what I mean. We're not taking... That was good. Wow. Well, we're not taking it back. That's what we have to start doing with these women here. If you're going to fuck them up, you have to keep them.
Maybe we need to start sealing their boxes, too.
Open... Yes, we absolutely should. Open box policy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. If that bitch is wide open, just hanging out, insides all dragging on the floor and shit.
You can't give her back.
No, I'm sorry. It's like you said, forever. Man, damaged goods. That is yours. You can kill her and then get another girl. But as long as she lives and breathes, she's yours.
Unless there's like a used, you know, section for them.
Can we just split them up? We could make some money.
Can we like
here.
Tag them? Like, so hey, these ones are the used ones. They might be kind
of
crazy.
Are you guys sick of all your old used video games? Do they just not entertain you like they used to? Bring them here. We'll trade you our used ones for your used ones. Because hey, our used ones are new to you. Mm-hmm. That could be. There it is. Boom.
That's it.
There it is. Hey, investors, email info at jamel.com. I would like to talk to you. I got like 100 more of those kinds of ideas. Day 946 since it happened, and it is in all caps. Day 946 since it happened. How many years is that? Figure that's about 2 years, 365 times doing that, carry the one. About 2 years?
Let's go with 2 years.
It's been about 2 years since it happened. You guys want to take any guesses what it might be?
I don't know. It could be anything.
Murder, rape. Well,
got fingered by your uncle.
Okay, that's a good one. I hope you think I've forgotten, or excuse me, I hope you think I've forgiven or forgotten. I hope you think that. This doesn't sound good, does it? Because if you've forgotten, I'm going to come up behind and fucking bam and slit your throat, because I remember.
26 says an awkward sex encounter.
Okay, that's good. That might be. I don't know. I was just asking you guys what you thought. It's been 2 years since it happened. I hope you think I've forgiven you or forgotten. Like, maybe she hopes that he forgets, so he calls her up when he's, like, lonely and horny. He's like, hey, it's been 946 days since I fucked her over. Let's give her a call. And she's like, perfect. She's like, oh, there will be chloroform involved tonight, but it's not going to be me getting it this time, buddy boy. There isn't a day that goes by when you're not in my mind.
That's kind of creepy.
You fuel me. You are the fuel that burns inside me. Oh, man. I dedicate my life to getting revenge. What do you think he did to her? Or I assume it's a her because...
Well, because of how evil it is.
Is that obviously guys can't be that evil unless, no, of course, invoked by an equally evil woman.
Well, no, just not in this kind of way. They wouldn't act evil in this way.
Guys would go 2 weeks and be like, huh, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, when girls guys are evil, like, they go about it differently.
Girls are like marking off notches in the calendar and shit. They're like, day 943, day 944, I hope you think I've forgiven you.
And then
day
I can
nine-
just- Yeah. Mad revenge back on your ass.
Just like...
Just ruin your life.
You've had 946 days to plot revenge. Like, this must be...
That's how long you've been planning this.
This must be an airtight fucking revenge scheme. Yeah. Like, there is no possible way this could go wrong at all. While you rot in your pit, I continue my education in law. Ooh. She's actually going the way I thought. She's going the smart way. She's like, you fucked me over 2 years ago. I'm going to actually get a law degree, and I'm going to sue your fucking ass. You smooth-talked the pants off of me. Well, now I'm going to sue the pants off of you.
Yeah.
And then we're both going to be standing here without pants on, wondering what the fuck just happened to our lives. For protection... To safeguard my future after I've properly punished you.
Wow.
2 exclamation points. I'm taking you through hell. Oh, this one's giving me the chills. Is this about me?
I can see it being about you.
I'm taking you through hell, you mother bitch. I see you with my 3-year-old. I take you through hell. I will break your bones. Sketch on your skin with diseased needles.
Nice.
Penetrate you with bleach and acid and make you submit to me. Like, you're going to see 2 buttons. One's going to say submit and one's going to say reset. You're going to wish you could hit the reset button, but oh no, you will be hitting the submit button. God damn your eyes, because I can't look at myself without seeing you there. We are as one.
What the fuck?
What did you do, dude? 406-204 got P. Call me
Whatever
up.
Whatever he did, he fucked up.
You done fucked up, dude. You fucked with one.
You never piss a bitch off that bad.
No, not that bad. Not if you're gonna, like, stay there and hang out for a couple of years. Like, yeah. She's counting the days, dude.
Well, and just the things she's planning on doing.
She's gonna drag you through hell, break your bones. She's gonna cut you up with diseased
needles.
She's
gonna fill you with bleach
and
acid.
She's gonna penetrate your asshole with bleach and acid and make you submit to me. God damn your eyes. I might as well just gouge those out while we're at it.
Yeah, just get those out right now.
Why did you have to overpower, comma, ignore my cries, question mark? You don't deserve to live. You overpower ignoring my cries. You don't deserve to live. I am responsible for my own destiny. Justice will be served. Now serving number 101, and my friend, you are number 102. Holy shit, dude. Every guy that ever did anything bad to a girl right now is going, holy fuck, is that me? Every guy right now that was reaching for his booty call numbers to, like, make that call is thinking twice about doing so. Has it been about 940-something days since you saw her last? Because if yeah, then that's her, and you probably shouldn't go there.
Ever.
If you do go there, bring some backup. That's all I got to say.
Bring a weapon.
I'd bring a couple bros there. Like, hey, they're just going to post up out here while we're in doing our thing. Is that cool with you? No, just something I read online today. It kind of spooked me a little bit. I almost didn't come over. That's so crazy. And just think, after she's done carrying out this swift justice to this guy, like, she's gonna be back out there in the dating pool.
Yeah.
And you know, like, what though? The shitty thing is, she is going to love how it feels to just fuck this guy's shit up. She's not gonna stop with him.
No,
oh, no.
She's gonna just take
every guy from now on is gonna get drugged through hell. Get bones broke. You're getting fucked up, dude. This girl is the harbinger of all that is bad and wrong in this world today. I hope she lives here. That is crazy. On a lighter note, I hate pooping with the... I hate pooping with the lights on because it makes me feel... like people are watching me. Wow. Do you ever poop with the lights off?
No, never.
Never? Do you ever?
Never.
That's weird. Do you ever feel like when you're in there pooping that, like,
someone's watching?
And not just because maybe I have a third camera I didn't tell you guys about in my bathroom. Like, that's not why. You guys have to actually pay extra for that cam feed. Anyway, we'll take that out of the podcast.
No, I'm sure you won't.
No, I won't. I'll totally forget. How crazy, how creepy would that be? Would you guys just be like, you did what? If I just had a couple cameras just chilling in the bathroom?
Well, I'd just get rid of them.
I better check that real quick. Do you think, though, this comes from having had somebody watched you at one point in time in your life?
Like, yeah, I you guess caught. I could, or it's just like an irrational, just.
Just
paranoia.
A crazy psychosis.
Or drugs, maybe.
I think you caught somebody watching your shit while you were pooping one time. And,
yeah,
like, ever since then, I gotta just dump with the lights off. And the dude's like, have you ever heard of night vision cameras? Like, no, you turn the lights off, that's fine.
Maybe someone was, like, stalking or spying on them, not using cameras.
So, if you're stalking someone, though, don't you think that would just ruin it? Like, when you stalk someone, it's because you're attracted to them and you don't know how to be like, hey, do you want to go on a date with me? Or you've done that so many fucking times that you just get shot down. And after enough times, you're like, you know what? Fuck asking them. I'm just going to watch through the window.
Is that why people stalk people?
I think so. Or they know that it works, like in the case of that one girl, how she went with the dude that was stalking her before she even went on one date with me.
Yeah.
Like, I think we went mountain biking once, and she had a good time, and I had fun, and then we just kind of talked, and then all of a sudden she's like, oh, well, I'm back with my ex. Oh, the one that was stalking you? Yeah, that's the one. Oh, cool. Let me know how that works out for you. So maybe it's either that. They know that eventually, like, if you're a girl and a dude's stalking you, sometimes you're just going to be like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't have the strength to deal with this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be with you. I mean, you're going to be here regardless. So I might as well be with you and know that you're here rather than not be with you and wonder if you're watching me poop.
That's a shitty way to get a girl to go out with you.
Well, quit being shitty to guys, girls.
Are you going to start stalking her?
No, well, it...
Or are you going to keep stalking her, should I say?
Poop stalking? If it gets to that point, I hope it doesn't. No, because her parents like me. Like, I can just be like, hey, I'm just going to come over and shit, and then I'll be there, and she'll get home and be like... Oh, what are you doing here? Hey, I'm chilling with your family. Where were you at? No one can hear you. That's fine. Just wait for me to do that. That'll be fun. But, yeah, I think that happened, and that's why now. Like, when I was a little kid, we had this long hallway, and whenever I would go to the bathroom or come out of the bathroom, I would have to run down the hallway because
Serious?
I thought if I walked down it, there were doors on either side of the hallway, like different rooms. Uh-huh. And I thought that if I walked down the hallway, and it was always dark, that someone would just open the door and just grab me, like, out of a horror movie and shit.
Right.
So I figured if I ran, they wouldn't be able to catch me.
That's weird how kids think stuff like that. It's
well,
like,
yeah.
That would never, that's not gonna happen, ever.
I was always one of those kids, too, that would have to fall asleep with, like, the TV on or a light
right.
on and shit. And, like, my parents, I think I've told this story before, but my parents would always come in, and they'd turn the TV off and shit, and I would, like, wait till they left, and I'd get up, and I would have it down on the remote that I would hit power, then hit mute, so they didn't know it was on, and then I would fall asleep. And I'd always wake up, and the TV would be off, so they would always come back. But, yeah, like, I was so afraid of the dark, and, like, I just needed that light there. Like, I would always fall asleep to infomercials and shit without the sound, just having that light there.
Yeah.
Like, it was weird. I don't know. I just got over it a couple years ago, too. That's weird. No.
That is weird.
I'm just kidding. That's a joke.
Whatever. You are not kidding about that.
It's weird. Every time we make out, he always has to have the lights on. That's weird. And there's always
the TV.
Yeah, and there's always this stuffed animal in between us. That's weird, too. This kid is weird. Okay, so I hate pooping with the lights on because people are watching me. I also, insult to injury, right? I also avoid mirrors when I'm undressing. Not because you might think this is because I don't like my body. Nay, it is not because I don't like my body.
It's because there's someone on the other side watching.
Because I've seen that movie Mirrors with Kiefer Sutherland
yeah.
with Jack fucking Bauer in it. Do you notice? I'm sorry to stray, but ever since he's done 24, every character in anything he's been in since then is Jack Bauer.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's just that fucking hard ass, like, oh, we got about 2 minutes.
It's
Let's
the only
do
character he knows how to play
I'm
in any
I'm gonna have
movie.
To torture you now. Yeah, like, that's it. Like, it got, he got so into that character that now that's all
that's
he can do.
That's who he is.
That, yeah, like, yeah, his wife is like, I don't even know you anymore. I'm saving the world from terrorists, bitch. I'm Jack Bauer.
You think he'll change his name?
He should.
Or when he introduces himself, he's like, hi, I'm Jack.
I'm Kiefer. Fuck, who am I? Do you think, though, actors, like, they, after so long of getting into roles, like, sometimes I get into these confessions and I have to take a step back and be
yeah.
like, that's not your life, dude. You're still okay. You're still Matt. You were just reading about someone doing that. Like, but if that was my job all the time, I could see that. Just
I
doing
could see that happening with
like,
some people.
Your last movie and then just being, boom, that's who you are. From now on, I'm Lemony Snicket. That would be weird. That'd be weird if his last movie that made him do that was that movie where he played the pedophile and he
yeah.
got that would be weird. So it's not because I don't like my body. It's just because I always think there's little cameras in the mirrors and someone looking at me, whether I've shaved my vagina or not.
Wow.
What?
That is some
what?
Crazy paranoia.
At first I was going to say, okay, that is, that's an understandable thing. But now it's like you're on crank, bitch.
Yeah, you're.
It's like
got some,
they're looking at me whether or not I shave my vagina or not because I shaved 2 weeks ago and they were looking at me. So I thought, I'm not going to shave now. And yeah, they're still looking at me. That's weird. Stop looking at my vagina in the mirrors with your cameras, with your hidden cameras.
God.
If your bitch gets that loopy, it's time to, like, go trade her in for a new used one.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I knew the difference between love and infatuation. See, what's the best way to explain this? Love is not real. Infatuation is what you feel when you first meet somebody for about the first 3 months, and then once that goes away and you start saying you love that person, because you know that's about how it happens,
right?
Then it's over. It's no longer infatuation, but it's definitely not love, because as I just said, love isn't real. So it goes from infatuation to tolerance,
right?
It's like, honey, I tolerate you. That's so great. I love you. I tolerate you for who you are. See, that makes more sense,
right? I tolerate you
for
who you
are. What is love? Now, tolerance, I can understand. We have racial tolerance. We tolerate, you know, lots of things that we shouldn't have to deal with, but we do because we're tolerable people. I tolerate you. I tolerate this world. I tolerate people looking at my shaved vagina in the mirror, and I tolerate little three-year-olds hitting on me as much as I tolerate their crazy fucking fathers for trying to actually hit me.
Right.
I tolerate it all. I tolerate a lot of things for a man in
you
my
do.
Position.
Yeah.
In my day-to-day life, I probably tolerate around, rough estimate, I'd say 4,000 to 5,000 individual things.
So you get yourself into those positions then.
Of intolerance?
Well,
it's not like, huh, how can I go out in life today and find more things that I don't like, but I'll tolerate? Like,
right.
that's not actually how I start my day. It actually starts out with a mirror. I'm so fucking beautiful. And I jerk off with $100 bills wrapped around
like,
my
oh,
dick.
Oh, wait, there's probably cameras on the other side of that mirror.
And then...
wondering if I shave my balls or not.
Right. And then I go out looking for shitty things to deal with.
Right.
Right. Which is... why
well, that's kind of just life.
Where I am.
That's just life, really.
Well, that's what I thought at first, but actually, you don't have to live like that.
No, that's not how it is.
Well, that's how it is, but that's not how it has to be.
Oh, wow.
We actually put ourselves in those positions, some just more than others.
Right.
I don't. It just happens to me, but most people will actually go,
okay, yeah, it just happens to you.
Right.
It's not your fault.
No, it's like flipping the coin.
Right.
You know, am I going to read first or are you?
Right.
I don't know. It's
yeah.
all left to chance. We might not even do stores. I don't fucking know. It's not like I write the show. I love you for who you are. Cynical, pessimistic, angsty. Angsty. Full of angst?
Yeah.
Is angsty a word?
I've never heard it used before, no.
Angsty. Man, hey, I'm ready to get out of here. I'm feeling real angsty.
Yeah.
Besides all of that of what I just said, you're cute when you're mad. Little greater than three-piece sign. You're cute when you're mad. And that's why I love you / tolerate you. Oh, fuck. All right, two more. I wish things worked out better and went further. That kind of just goes without saying, doesn't it? It's
yeah.
like, you know, I was reflecting on yesterday, and I wish it would have went worse than it really did. Like, I feel it went too good.
Yeah, like, it went just right, and I don't like
and
it.
And that made me very uncomfortable, because I was actually expecting complete and utter failure.
Right,
because
that's what usually happens.
Happened so many times
yeah.
before, right. So, when it worked out good, I was like...
this is strange. I don't like this new feeling.
I had to look in the mirror and be like, yep, still the same old beautiful me.
This, yeah,
that's
my
weird. Is someone looking back at me? So that's weird, too. But I guess something got in the way. Whatever it was. I like to call those females. I wish things worked out better, but fuck, these women are crazy, so it didn't. I wish it would have went further, but I didn't have a condom and all the gas stations were closed. And then her husband got home. Ladies, man, I always picture that whenever I read a story about cheating and shit, I always just picture him like looking up and being like, that's cool, but I gotta go, and just running out butt naked with a little smiley face tattoo. That's what I picture. Last one for tonight. I hate you for of course I hate you for ruining our 12-year friendship, but I miss you so much every day. It's a love-hate thing we have going on. I actually hate you because you ruined this beautiful thing we spent 12 years of our life developing. And then remember when you were, like, trying to kiss me and I'm like, well, we're friends and I don't want to ruin that friendship. And you were like, no, let's just do it once, just see what it's like. And I'm like, no, because it'll ruin our friendship. And you're like, no, it won't. I promise it won't be weird. And then I gave in and we did it and now everything's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you remember that? It's a loose-lose situation. Well, it's a loose-lose situation. Like, you're... okay. I hope you're happy with your new wife. Ooh. It's a slap in the face, because you know what? When she says she hopes you're happy, she doesn't mean that. Mm. She actually...
that's actually a curse.
She actually means, I hope you're fucking miserable with your new whore, and I hope you think of me every night you're fucking her. Don't go to sleep. It's not time to sleep. That's what she actually means. I'm just here to translate, you know? I'm just the mediator, if you will. I wish we could sit around and do nothing. Well, you actually can. I don't know.
Yeah, just do nothing.
I wish we could, but we can't. We can't just sit. We tried, and it ruined 12 years of our life.
Wow.
Our collective lives. 6 years from you, 6 from me. Together, that's 12 years.
That is.
Down the drain. Down the proverbial toilet bowl.
It's because you were doing nothing.
It's because you were doing meth.
Well, that's the same thing.
Right.
You might as well be doing nothing.
I'm so motivated to do absolutely fuck all. All right.
No, actually, you're very motivated. You're just too fucked to get anything done, really.
I wish on a falling star every night that we could do nothing. I think about the night of my sister's birthday. Huh? You, me, my sister. Huh? I remember that.
I don't know where you're going.
I hope you miss me also, and that our 12 years of friendship meant something to you. I hope. Because it meant a lot to me, so much that I was willing to put that all on the table and take your dick in my vagina just because you would not shut the fuck up about it. Mm. And now look what you've gone and done. Excuse me. You've ruined it. All for naught. You know, kind of disappointed, Braden. Kind of disappointed.
Why are you disappointed?
You would think maybe that because I might have to date dudes in a few days. That is not what disappoints me, actually. Because that's not going to happen. I talked to her, and she said she's going to save me from that awful fate worse than death. But for now, all we can do is news.
It's true. We can't do some news. Heads.
Whoa, I almost flipped that to you, buddy. It is actually tails. I almost just lied and said it was heads just so I could smoke and you could read first.
Well, I could still read first anyway. Really.
It's, no.
It's not like that.
No.
Actually,
the coin hath spoken.
Well, you can
do it again, yeah. Until you're right.
All
right,
heads.
Yes, it actually is heads. Whoa. Oh, I'll read. Episode 136 here. This one is called Breastfeeding Past Infancy. This was set in by 26, by the way. This one is called Breastfeeding Past Infancy. I'm comforting him. Do you have a child that's maybe a little older?
Yeah, probably should be done with the breastfeeding
maybe
by now.
Maybe prepubescent child. Is he uncomfortable in his day-to-day life? We have the answer for you.
Do his friends ask weird questions about it when they come over and see him in your lap,
like,
sucking,
hey,
on your tit?
How come his cookies come with milk out of your titties and our cookies come with milk from that gallon jug and in this glass?
Yeah.
Like, we want that milk with our cookies. Robin Paul, her husband, and their 3 children look like the classic American family. Until terror struck. Until you find out that Tiernan. What? Tiernan?
Is that a word?
Is that a name? See, this is why I just simply asked women, could you please chill on popping cunt turds out every 10 seconds? Because there's too many people. You know how I know there's too many people? Not because I looked at how many people there were and 6 fucking gabillion is too many. No. Because people are naming their kids stupid things like Tiernan because we're running out of names. You know why we're running out of names? Because we've actually used them all.
Well, you can't really run out of names because many people have the same name.
But that's what I'm saying. Even with that, we've still managed to run out. We've done fucked ourselves out of names. We have no more.
People just like to choose names that they've already heard before, though.
Like Matthew?
Yeah, sure.
Braden?
Some people like
Nicole?
Certain names for some reason.
Tiernan?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, where would you ever have heard that from? I don't know. That's not the important thing. The important thing is that Tiernan is a kindergartner who is still breastfeeding. Many people are shocked by the idea of nursing a child who is nearly 6 years old. But the child's like, hey, I swear to God, if you ruin this for me, I will fucking kill you all. And he is. He's like a little redhead kid. Looks like Chucky from Child's Play. It's like, don't fuck this up for me, bitch. I'll kill you. Is that weird? When do people usually stop breastfeeding? When did you stop breastfeeding? 6 months. 6 months. You're actually 5 years and 6 months ahead of the game here.
Wow. That's a long time.
Don't bite, honey. Don't bite. That hurts your mom. Like 6 years.
6 years old. They're in school.
Right. Like, does mom come in during your lunch break and she's like...
They recommend a year.
A year? That's six, though? That's amazing.
Yeah, that's a little too long.
So, many people are shocked by the idea of nursing a child who is nearly 6 years old, but Paul remains determined to do what she says is best for her child. Hey, I got a little parenting advice for you. If you ask your kid something and he says, yeah, I think this would be in my best interest, they're not always right. Like, your kid...
Especially if it's, you know, he's six.
Like, hey, honey, do you want to keep sucking on these? And he's like, uh-huh. Yeah. Like, that might not actually be in his best interest. He might actually be lying to you just because he's a titty freak. After 6 years, is there anything even coming out still? Like, just... It's like fucking that powdered milk now. He has to actually get it in his mouth, and then mom takes a turkey baster and adds
maybe
water
to it. Maybe she keeps having kids.
So they replenish.
Right.
That's...
Because every time she has a kid, I mean...
That's why I like you, Brayden. You're always thinking. Like,
no.
Trying
to figure things out.
It's not actually coming out like powdered milk, because she just keeps fucking and keeps having kids. She doesn't actually have the kids. At about 9 months, she gets an abortion.
Right,
because,
and then just continues
breastfeeding. I only have two titties, obviously. Right. I couldn't feed my six-year-old, my eight-year-old, and then this newborn. Like, the newborn's going to be the runt and is going to get pummeled, so. Oh, that... 2009. Let's keep going. Let's keep going forward, humans. Let's
good
do
way
it.
To start.
We're going to get there eventually. We will get to the end of this game. And at the very end, there will be two big, giant, milk-filled titties waiting for us. And it will be beautiful. Then Paul said, we use breasts to sell everything, from beer to motorcycles. Then a toddler is in mom's arms, nursing for what they're supposed to be used for, and everybody freaks out? That's your excuse? They're like, in this culture, breasts are viewed as sexual. We use breasts to sell beer. We use them to sell cigarettes. We use them in movies to sell movies. I'm actually here using them to feed my child. That's what they were initially used for.
That's kind of the purpose.
And you people are pitching a bitch. You are all freaking out. And they're like, well, actually, he can talk. Like, is that weird? Is he just like, hey, bitch, I need a tit. I'm hungry. Yeah. Or thirsty.
Is he just like, mom, I'm hungry.
Does that
she's
even,
like, all right, Billy.
Can that even sustain it? Like, do you cook dinner for everybody else? And then he's just like sitting there drooling over your tits? Like, I don't understand that.
Or is that just his beverage of choice when he has his dinner?
Yeah, he's like some purple stuff, some Sunny D. Ooh, some of mom's breast milk. Cheers.
Wait, he's not just drinking her breast milk. He's breastfeeding like... Straight from the titty.
From the cow,
yeah.
I like to say.
Straight from the cow.
Straight from the horse's mouth, if you will. No one is sure how many women in the United States are are breastfeeding older children, but Paul said that she suspects the number is higher than you might think. Hmm. She's like, actually, all of my friends do it, and they're raising teenagers.
Wow.
I still breastfeed my 18-year-old. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, there is.
Gave me breasts to feed my children. He's 18, but he is still my child. He will
I guess if you're on a budget and, you know, and that's an available food source for you.
Times are rough. Yeah. You know how I know that? Because there's 16-year-olds breastfeeding still.
Right, because the economy's bad.
Right. I can't afford ramen, so you're just going to have to see what you can get out of these. God. I know there's probably not much left, but... Hey,
it's worth a try.
I'm your mother. I will try.
Yeah, I'll do my best for you.
Quote, there are those women that do nurse that keep it under wraps because they're afraid of what others are going to say about it. Ha ha, you just put your titty in your kid's mouth. Ha ha, that's weird. Like, is that, do people do that? Do they actually go around and make fun?
I would imagine there's some
I can
people
see,
that
well,
do.
Like, we kind of did because people were pitching a bitch that Facebook right. is taking down pictures of breastfeeding. It's like you do that because you have to. You have to. That's how life works. You have a child because you have to reproduce because your genes are perfect and you need to pass those on, obviously.
Obviously.
Because we don't want to run out of people. But then...
I don't think we have to worry about that.
Oh, you think that now. Wait till people start dying quicker. I don't know. But then you go above and beyond because you're proud of it. You know how, like, parents are with their kids. Their kid is always the best and right. the smartest. And, oh, my kid pooped his
my
pants
kid's better
today.
Than yours.
And he actually told me about it. Yeah. And so it's just that whole ego thing. They're like, oh, I pushed this fucking thing out of my twat. I might as well enjoy it now and take pictures of it. And it's like, you know, we really don't give a shit. I mean... It's dumb that you're, that's like going onto YouTube and being like, I want you to allow me to have a video of me breastfeeding on there. And they're like, actually, no, that's kind of not what this site's for. And she's like, it's my baby, I'll do what I want. And they're like, well, actually, it's our site, so...
So we'll do what we want.
Right. And, you know, obviously, who wins that argument? Right. But that's the whole thing. They're like... They do that, and they have kids, which makes their life completely fucking disappear. Husband doesn't think you're pretty anymore. Like, just shit goes downhill as soon as that happens. So then they go to the internet, and they find pictures of themselves before they had the baby, and they put that up to lure in any, you know, whatever on Facebook. And then they go to the next stage, which is, oh, look, I'm breastfeeding. Hey, honey, take a picture of me breastfeeding. And they're like, well, our kid's like 8. She's like, just do it! And then, you know, you see flames of hell and horns growing out of your wife's fucking head. And you're like, hey, those weren't there when I married you. You're not the woman I married before. And she just tells you to shut the fuck up. And, of course, you listen because she obviously is the one in charge.
Well, she's crazy.
She's Charles in charge completely. And nuts. She's totally fucking nuts. Paul said she usually breastfeeds Tiernan at home when he needs comforting. Like, oh, what's the matter, baby? Did you have a bad day? And he's like, She's like, would you like some titty? And he's like, She's like, come here. And he's like, like, you're not, so you're actually abusing those because you're only supposed to do that when he's hungry, not when he's having a bad day because he's
sick. Not even when he's hungry, he's 6.
I know, right? Like, make him some fucking oatmeal for fuck's sake.
Tell him, make him a fucking sandwich or a bowl of cereal. Like, whatever.
Like, hey, we sell milk, actually.
Yeah, you can go get that at the store if he wants a glass of that.
No, but he just loves my tits. I can't stop that. You know, you do that long enough, and that is going to get really creepy really quick.
Yeah.
Like, creepy like the reason your husband doesn't still shower naked with the kids. Like, that kind of creepy.
Right.
It's going to go there, okay? I'm just saying. Quote, they're running around and playing, she said. Once they get beyond 3 years old, they're not nursing but a couple of times a day. 3 years, that, I don't know, whatever. Although some might consider a pacifier a more socially acceptable way to comfort their child, or maybe telling their child not to be such a whiny, snivelly baby, maybe?
Maybe.
I mean, are we raising little sissy lalas here, or are we raising men? Is this Sparta?
No, it's not.
No, it's not at all.
It's not Sparta.
Actually,
when there's a McDonald's on every block.
This is Persia, silly.
No, that's San Francisco.
Oh, this is so horrible. This is why kids are such little babies. And I'm not saying because they're actual babies. Like,
right.
when they grow up.
But when they grow up, they still
and
they're, baby.
And they're little whiny faggots. This is why. Because that kid was breastfed. Dilly was like 12 years old. When Tiernan needs comforting, he will ask his mother for nummies, his word for breastfeeding. Nummies, a.k.a. bitty.
Yeah.
Nummies.
Same thing.
Hey, no, it's cool, guys. I'd love to come hang out, play some Guitar Hero. I need some nummies. That's, oh my God, dude. That is awesome. we had a conversation about what it tastes like, and he says it's very sweet, like vanilla ice cream. Well, all titties are sweet, my friend. That's something you'll learn when you get older. It's not just something with your mom.
He's talking about the milk.
Oh, I thought he was just like, man, titties are just like ice cream. They're so sweet. Coming from a six-year-old, your titties are like vanilla ice cream, Mom. I need nummies. I need it now. Mm-hmm. Is that weird that her husband also asked for nummies? He's like, hey, it works for him. What the fuck?
Why can't I get some nummies?
Can I get no nummies? I haven't got nummies since you were born, you little bastard. Quit hogging all my nummies.
I met her first.
She is happy with the choice she made, she says, because she always gets her titties sucked. But she would never force it on somebody else, because that's kind of rape. I mean, forcing titties in someone else's mouth when they're not
into
it. Is that
rape?
That's borderline fucking rape, I think. Quote, all I'm trying to do is let people know that it does happen, and that it is perfectly normal. I just need you all to know that my six-year-old sucks tits. My tits, actually.
And it's normal.
And it's totally, hey, business as usual here in the Tiernan house.
Right. If it's so normal, how come it's not the norm? Like, how come?
Isn't normal usually considered the norm?
Yeah, and that doesn't happen normally, so.
So you mean when something's not considered the norm, do you mean that's not normal?
Yes. That's exactly
weird.
What I'm saying.
That is so weird. How old is too old, you might be asking yourself. She has a point. The average age of weaning around the world is 4 years old, and there are no studies saying it is harmful. But child psychologist Wilbron said he isn't so sure, and he wonders whether it's appropriate from a developmental standpoint. Do you think now if this kid... It's really hot in here. Is it just me?
You're sweating.
I know, it's hot in here.
I'm not hot, and I got a hoodie on.
The story's got me all hot and sweaty. Huh. I need nummies. Yours or his, I give two fucks. I want nummies.
I ain't got nothing there for
you. I need nummies. Give me the cat.
She's got eight of them.
But yeah, is it going to be weird then when this kid grows up and starts dating and like
right.
all he's doing is
and
going,
like,
nummies,
take, yeah,
nummies. Like, that's going to get weird
yeah.
from a developmental standpoint.
Right.
Quote, I think a child really needs to learn to develop the capacity to soothe oneself. The capacity to tolerate frustration, he said. Yeah, that's true. She's saying whenever he's uncomfortable, she shoves tit in his mouth. It's like, well, I would always be uncomfortable then.
Yeah.
If the reaction of my action of being uncomfortable is to get titty.
Well, unless like, you want the titty.
Unless, what?
Well, he wants that, though, so.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's gonna relate being uncomfortable with getting titty.
So he's going to make things uncomfortable.
Right, just so he can get titty.
Right.
That's okay. Quote, when a child is constantly given a breast, it might thwart that from happening. It just might. And there's like two more pages of this, but you guys get the picture. That
yeah,
is it for that
story.
We need to kind of get moving on forward with the show. What do you got for us, episode 136, please?
This one is called Ambulance Men Arrested for Ignoring Dying Man.
Did you see the... What is this, Matt's honey? What? Did you see the feedback? Sorry.
No, I didn't.
Okay, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it.
Huh. Okay, two ambulance medics.
You guys, that's fucked up. Okay, that's fucked up. It was a feedback, and it said Matt's honey. Jesus.
I heart Matt Lowly. Who is getting all into this?
I don't even, honestly, dude, I don't even want to
know. This is getting
know.
Out of control.
That's out of control, you guys. Out of fucking control. Wow. Okay, sorry. What is this one called? I totally was
ambulance
on
man
that.
Arrested for ignoring dying man.
Huh.
It's like your job is to go to this person's house.
It's like
in
hey,
an ambulance to save their life, and you're just like, nah.
Can we stop at Mickey D's real quick?
Yeah.
I'm hungry, son.
And then they just roll up all up into his crib, and he's on the floor having a heart attack, and they just plop down on his couch like, we'll just get eat this first, and then we'll get to you.
Iron Lung said, this is a really good topic. I've actually wondered what it would be like if I was breastfed. Wow. Okay, continue.
Two ambulance medics have been arrested for allegedly failing to treat a dying man because he was not worth saving.
They got there and they were like, hey, can you run this through our life-saving computer? And the computer's like,
this guy's not worth it.
Nah. And they're like, sorry, dude, computer says no.
He's a douche. Just let him die.
Computer says no. That's great.
Ambulance controllers overheard a private conversation between the crew members in which they supposedly made disparaging remarks about the victim's untidy home, allegedly failed to attempt to resuscitate him, and then apparently decided to claim he was already dead when they arrived.
Oh, shit. So, that is really good.
Told you.
Nice. So, these ambulance drivers, they get the 911 call.
Yes.
They roll up to this house. They're like,
man, this dude's place hat is fucked up.
Wait, is that on Liberty? Because
is he a junkie?
Liberty is actually out of our delivery range.
Right.
We actually don't go there anymore.
Even though that's actually pretty close to the hospital.
So they get there and they just judge based on how he was living. They're like,
yeah,
we're going to heal you and you're going to come back to this shithole and you're going to do the same thing over
again. So you're not worth it.
We're actually going to save you the in-between waste of time and we're just not going to save you now.
Well, plus, you know,
so that the next time we get called, we just zip you up in a body bag and done.
Well,
right?
You know, they're like, man, look at this dude's crib. It's all fucked. There's no way this dude can afford an ambulance.
Right? They're like, you know, no, we're not getting tipped.
Yeah.
Fuck this guy.
No,
that's
way.
The equivalent of me working at Anna's, and when I get an order and I look at the address, and it's that douche that lives at like 405 9th Avenue West, Kalispell, Montana, 59901. That I'm just like, nah, I'm not gonna do it. Like, but an ambulance driver, that's so awesome.
Barry Baker, 59, dialed 999 from his home in Patcham near Brighton in early hours of November 29th and said he was suffering from severe chest pains.
Well, Brighton is kind of the ghetto. I mean, that's where Ollie G was from, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That's the ghetto.
That's true, yeah.
A hard-ass nigga is writing back in. What up, Matteo? I got some weed. I got some X. I got some... Stay the fuck away from my 3-year-old, you mother bitch!
You mother bitch!
You mother bitch!
You mother bitch!
This is never gonna get old. Oh... I know who it is now, though.
Who is it?
I'm not going to tell you.
Why not?
I just matched up IPs. I know exactly who's doing it.
Really?
Who do you fucking think? Who would do that?
I don't know.
Well, Reed, continue then.
I don't know.
Get to know
you
then.
You got to tell me.
You don't get to know then.
I got to know. I'm just not going to read unless
you tell me. I got to date a girl. I don't know what to tell you, dude. You can wish in one hand and shit in the other and see which one happens first.
Controller sent a paramedic and an ambulance technician immediately, and although Mr. Baker collapsed while talking on the phone, the line to the control center was left open as he lay on the floor.
Oh, shit. So hold on. Can I call something real quick?
Okay.
Did the dispatch hear the ambulance guys when they got there going, fuck this shit, we're out. We're not going to help this guy.
Well, that's how they knew that they said he wasn't worth saving.
That's so fucking crazy. The dude passed out while still on the phone with dispatch, and the phone is on the whole time. Ambulance guys roll in, and they're like, fuck this dude. Look, he's black. I'm not going to save him.
Look at this shitty house.
Look at this shit. Shitty way of life. Fuck this guy. Let's just say he was dead when we got here, okay? Dead on arrival, done and done. Can you sign this? All right, and we're out. All the while, they're like,
hearing, they hear the
whole
thing.
Oh my god. That is such... Oh, wow, dude. That's unbelievable.
Minutes later, control staff heard the crew enter the house, a police source said. What they heard after their ambulance crew arrived frankly astonished them. Apparently, their first reaction was to comment on the untidy and unkept state of the house.
No, then, the first comment was, what's that fucking smell? Oh, it's just Mexicans. Never mind.
then they are heard to comment on seeing Mr. Baker and allegedly saying that it is not worth bothering to try and carry out resuscitation to try to save him. They then are heard discussing what to tell ambulance control and allegedly decide to say that he was already dead when they arrived.
And then they heard him discussing their plans for the evening. So what are you doing? Oh, I don't know, man. There's this new hot chick that just signed up for the department. I'm thinking about asking her out for some drinks. Mm-hmm. Just being total scumbags. I'm picturing, like, that Nicolas Cage movie. I can't even think of the name of it, but where he plays the druggy ambulance driver. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
a long time ago. It was I don't know. Never mind.
Who else is in it?
That one dude. I want to say Al Capone, but not that dude that always plays him. Pacino, isn't he in that?
I don't know.
Fuck, I can't even think. That's going to bug the shit out of me. Can you guys find that for me and leave it on the feedback? That ambulance driver movie Nicolas Cage was in. Thank you.
Obviously, the crew did not realize that the phone was still connected, and of course, the 999 call was all recorded on tape, said the
obviously. Source. I would love to hear that tape.
Me too. The unnamed ambulance staff were arrested after the tape was handed to the Sussex Police Major Crime Team.
Hmm. That sucks, man. That's just like, everything's going great. You work for the ambulance thing, and everything's cool in life. And you get this one call, and you just fuck up that one time, and now you will never, ever hear the end of it. Like, that shit, you're done being an ambulance driver. All because it obviously is probably a piece of shit fucking place.
Yeah.
A fucking piece of shit living there that they're like, oh, we've already been here. Every time this guy gets dope, he fucking ODs. We have to come and fucking bring him back to life just so he can go get more dope and fucking OD again. It's like, you know what? Let's do everyone bringing out the dead, Guardo says, 1999. Is that what it was called? I don't remember it being that, but I don't know. It might be. It very well might be. But, yeah, and then just, like, it's that never-ending cycle. So these guys are, you know, they're like, fuck this. Why should we? And I think it's okay to make that judgment call. If you're out in the field, you see this shit all the time. You know that nothing good is ever going to come of this, so why waste the fucking resources? You could be saving some legitimate person's life with the time and resources that you wasted on this piece of shit. Like,
yeah,
it seems, I don't know,
I mean, they kind of have a point, you know.
It's very wasteful.
But that's assuming that the guy is a piece of shit, I mean.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying. If you know for sure that this guy is like that, then I'd say, yeah, definitely. But if you're just like asking your iPod Magic 8 Ball,
right,
should we save this dude?
And he says, try again later.
Right, then you're like, ah, fuck it. All right, so...
Well, that's it for that story.
Here, I'm going to let you read the next feedback a hard-ass nigga says, and look at the IPs between him and the other feedback, and then you can see who it is.
Where do I see the... Oh, I got
you. Oh, hey. Who's...
Okay. Oh, I got you.
Okay.
Hey.
This one is called... And this is actually... Well, shit. Shit, shit, shit. Okay, yeah, this one is called Swedish Bestiality Ring Exposed, and this is kind of a jam hole update. We talked about this a long fucking time ago, but they kind of get into some more detail, and I know that you guys love bestiality, and I know that more detail would be, like, just Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. Here's some bestiality. Merry fucking Christmas. A Swedish newspaper has exposed a network of self-proclaimed zoophiles. Zoophiles. In your day-to-day life, if you ever come across any friends or anything that go to zoophile meetings... Like,
is there such a thing?
Yes, actually, there is.
What you doing? You want to hang out on Saturday, bro? Oh, no, man, I got the zoophile meeting.
Zoophile
at 2:30. I gotta be there.
I'm getting there. It's my
first
time.
We got this new sheep in, and like, I want to be the first one.
I got dibs first.
Yeah, I gotta be there early. Even
that's so great. So yeah, if that happens, just be wary. Be wary of a man who calls himself a zoophile. The group, consisting of an estimated 30 people, is headed by a 45-year-old father of two, the report says. The unmarried former managing director is also moderator of a large internet animal sex forum and has a number of dogs and horses on his farm in southern Sweden. Of course, you would expect to find a number of animals on a person's farm who likes to have sex
with
animals.
Well, because you don't like to eat out at the
same
place.
That's like, if you like to have sex with women, you would expect to find lots of women in your farm, right? Okay.
It always goes back to that, you know, same comparison.
The host stable, yeah. Right. It's like if they would have kicked his door down and found him sitting at home in his chair and this old border collie in its chair, you could assume that, okay, this guy is married to this dog. Mm-hmm. But if you have a whole farm full of them, it's like you get to pick and have your way with any of them because you're into that kind of thing. You're not ready to settle down yet, you know, with just one
animal.
one species, if you will. Yeah.
I like them all too much. I'm not racist.
There's
I'll say
so
that.
Much to try out. There's like Asians yeah. and fucking blacks and Mexicans and
Italians.
I mean,
how can you just
it's
pick
like,
one?
There's horses and pigs and goats and cows and hippos and
there's even more animals.
I'm going on this African safari in a couple weeks. Oh, bro.
Bro.
Have you ever fucked a cheetah? You yeah. have to actually, I'll tell you, you have to actually be on a Jeep. They have a special Jeep with a thing that comes out and you sit on it naked. And the Jeep actually goes like 60 miles an hour. And it'll spot the cheetahs, right? And cheetahs are running, obviously. Cause
it's
that's
60
what,
miles an hour.
Right. So you actually are strapped to this thing naked right. with your shit ready.
And you just and catch
they,
up and
right,
just run into
they
the back
pull,
of it.
And then you just fucking bail or you can, you know, do it on the thing. Right. But yeah, I would just bail off, tackle that shit, and just get it.
Dude,
done.
That thing would kill you. Yeah. Just fucking shred you apart.
I don't know if you know, but it's still a cheetah.
It's still fucking
it's
cheetah.
Still a fucking
it's
cheetah.
It's got sharp teeth and
your dick
claws
or not,
and shit.
That's still a cheetah, and yeah. that is going to fuck your shit up.
And when you're not in a Jeep chasing after it with your dick out, it'll destroy you.
Right. No, I got my dick in one hand and my 45 in the other, oh, okay. just in case. Like, I'll fuck this thing dead or alive. I don't care. I'm going
not-
to fuck a cheetah. I don't
so,
even
but
know
then,
why not, do we even start that?
You're not only...
Hypothetically, if you were going on an African safari to have right. sex with African wild game, like cheetahs
right.
and elephants and shit, how would you do it? You would obviously
but
get
if
a
you
Jeep
were to, but if
with
you
a
were to
thing sh- and a thing, and
but,
you would...
But if you were to shoot it with your gun, not only would you be a Z-file, but you'd...
Tranquilize it!
Yes!
Slip it
But then
the
it would
roofie.
Be rape.
Just slip it
but
the
But then
roofie.
It would be rape.
It's an animal, though.
So it's still illegal.
Is it going to press charges?
It
is
might.
It going to go to the
We've
Lion
We've had stories
King
about that before, remember?
Does it go to the animal court and be like, I just got raped, all crying, mascara running, and sad and shit?
Don't you remember any of the stories we've had
Well,
like
yeah,
that?
But that's only because they've been caught on the internet with their pictures. I'm saying if you're all hush-hush,
True.
Like, I actually don't want to get caught.
There's nothing hush-hush about chasing after a cheetah
after,
in a Jeep
after
with this customized, like, little area just meant for fucking them.
There's nothing on the DL about chasing after endangered species.
Yeah,
I'm
Guarda
sorry.
Says start small, go for a lynx.
That's
or even
true.
You could start
but
with kitty. You could start with kitty.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. After a while of being an accomplished, you know, zoophile,
right.
you would eventually...
You work your
right,
way up.
The
you
logical
take it step
next,
by step.
Right, right. The logical stairway to heaven, if you will.
Right.
Oh, that's sad. They would tear you up, though. Could
Seriously,
you imagine just
you'd be
coming
so
out
dead.
One with your dick out, just like, I'm going to fuck you, and it's like...
your dick would be the first thing it would rip off.
Yes, yes. It would It would probably just take off running with your dick still in it, just like... I don't think any of that really happened, but in my world, it absolutely did happen. Having infiltrated the network over a period of several months, they eventually confronted the 45-year-old over his alleged mistreatment of animals. But the man was quick to defend his relations with a bitch he bought online from a city-dwelling family who said they wanted the dog to have a better life in the countryside. His words, not mine. He's like, man, I bought a bitch online. That's like getting mail-order brides. You just buy bitches online. That's so great. He's actually talking about a female dog,
oh, right.
which is bit. That,
which
yeah.
is the literal
That's just
bitch.
Funny that it was his wording. He's like, yeah, I bought a bitch online. No big deal. I bought him from this family.
But of course he did it like that.
Of course. The family just wanted the dog to have a better life in the countryside. I'm like, hey, I'll take that bitch off your hands. No big deal. And then he got her home. And he was like,
this bitch is mine.
Spread him. And that was the end of that. Quote, any of the times I did anything with her, she was the one who backed into me and provoked it. This is exactly what we said when we read that first bestiality story back in, like, episode 10, when Sean was there, and I was like, it's okay if the animal comes on to you.
Yeah.
If the sheep is there with the lipstick and looking
like, that is
like,
an old callback.
That's old.
That's the oldest callback ever.
I hurt my
episode
head.
Episode 10.
Holy shit. Okay, sorry. But that's what happened here. I fucking said that shit almost a year ago, and here it has manifested in truth, in fact, that it has happened in Sweden. Mm-hmm. The dude's like, the dog actually came on to me.
Right, the dog wanted it.
I was just making jokes, and it happened.
Of course, it's bound to happen with so many people.
Really, though?
Yeah.
Would you ever think in your life that, you know what? I wonder if animals would ever come on to humans, and if that did happen to, like, bestiality, if they would be like, that's okay, because the animal started it. Like, do you ever think that would happen?
Well, we've had stories exactly like that before.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But the dudes in the stories have never been like, it's okay if the animal comes on to me. Like, that's just what I'm like.
Yeah, but we've had stories where they said that it was okay that someone fucked their animal because the animal...
Wanted it,
because the animal...
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That is okay. The animal
wants it. All right.
Quote, any of the times I did anything with her, she backed into me and provoked it. Of course she did. She was in heat and made herself available. There were also...
made herself available. It's a good way to word it. What exactly does that mean?
Ready? Like, yeah. Hey, I'll be there in 10. Are you ready? And she's like, just a minute. I gotta take a bath. Fucking clean in and shit. I gotta... lick my asshole real quick.
Yeah,
and then make sure
it's all clean for you.
I think, can you pick the fleas off of me when you get here? That would help. That's just so, she made herself available. Dude, I said, I just wanted to date. I just wanted to see what you were like. And mm-hmm. she made herself available to me. Mm-hmm. She said, you look hot. When you're done, you come over and I'm going to fuck you in your truck. Oh, and then fall asleep because you took too long. Okay. I know. I'm kidding. That never happened. Quote, any of the times I made herself available, she was in heat, made herself available. I'm just reading random words. There were also times later when she didn't want to, and then I backed out immediately.
Hmm.
She said, no, I have a headache. And I was like,
okay. It's all
no
right.
Harm, no foul. You're not going to say
I raped.
Let
me know when you're ready.
You're not going to say I raped you, right? Hey,
yeah.
I said...
I respect your wishes.
I said, yeah. I'm going to quit bugging you. You call me when you want to hang out, because I don't want to feel like I'm bugging you. And I didn't hear from her for like 3 days. And then, like, I talked to her friend, and her friend was like, she thinks you're mad. And it's like, no. She made herself available. She actually said, no, I have a headache. And then I was like, cool. Call me when you're ready.
You call me when the headache
is
goes
that
away.
Weird that I'm making like personal relationship references in
to this guy's relationship
to a bestiality
with this animal? Is that how you hold your relationships down?
Are they both bitches?
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. She's not laughing anymore.
It's because you just called her a bitch.
I'm kidding. Clearly this is a comedy talk show. This isn't a serious.
Hey, it doesn't mean all comedy isn't true, though. There's some jokes that are funny because it's true. That's kind of what I'm trying to do.
Okay. So he respects this bitches.
That's good. Respect your bitches.
Respect your bitches. If you learn one thing from this guy, you respect your bitches.
Yes.
During the time spent with members of the network, the paper learned that the group regularly brought along a range of different animals to have sex meetings with at rented premises. So that's like if we just went to the Grange, the Smith Valley Grange.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can we rent this for a night? And they're like, yeah, we rented it. And we're like, all right, call up everybody you know. You tell them to bring all of the pets that they have to this pet meeting tonight.
The zoophile meeting.
The zoophile. Oh, man. And if they ask what for, just tell them, just do it.
Just don't worry about it.
Just it's for your best interest. We have the interest of your bitch in mind here. Just do it. It'll be okay.
You'll regret not going if you don't.
Yeah.
Once you get
hey,
there.
You're not going to want to miss this.
Yeah. Trust me.
Oh, their members of the group filmed their sexual encounters and distributed them to other animal sex enthusiasts. Because I don't know if you know this or not, but there's actually a market for this type of shit.
Right, you can make a living off of this.
How? Why aren't we doing this? We live in
Montana.
Because
we have zoo files.
Do you? Well. Yeah.
Yeah, you know how many animals we have
would
just readily available?
Would
here?
That make you a prostitute?
What?
If you're doing it for money, like, that makes you a prostitute, right?
Even if it's with animals?
Never mind.
What?
That's crazy, though. Like, I'd see so many animals on my day-to-day comings and
goings.
Now
you're going to start thinking about fucking them.
Like, man, I have video equipment. I could... Oh.
You usually have your camera with you, don't you?
Usually, I do, actually.
Dude, I better not come over one of these days before show. Check out this video
like,
I just got made.
Dude, I'm editing video
it's
right now.
It's you fucking a cow out in this field.
Oh, man. Okay, let me ask you this then. How much money would it take to get you on film boning down on a horse?
I would never bone down on a horse.
Okay, what about a dog?
No,
cheetah.
No animal.
And nothing? How much money? If
not,
I gave you
not gonna do it.
$1 million cash, and that was all your problems solved, all you had to do was bone down on this kitty cat. It won't be a kitty cat, but something you liked.
No.
Something you even liked. I wouldn't go get, like, a shark or a squid or something gross. Like, it would be of your choosing. Like, a chinchilla.
I wouldn't want to fuck any animal.
I'd bone a chinchilla for $1 million. Cash.
That thing would, like, explode if you tried to fuck.
$1 million.
I wouldn't. Because
not
enough money can, you know, make up for all that fucking shame you're going to have when that's all over the internet. And everyone on the world fucking sees it. The internet's kind
could,
of a big
what
place.
What if you could wear a mask?
Huh? While I'm fucking the animal?
Well, I mean, if that's what's your hang up about it,
right,
is you just don't want to be seen doing it, like, I'll bone down an animal. I
still
don't
know if
I
could do that. I
don't want to walk down the street and be like, hey, there goes that dude that boned that little furry thing for $1 million.
I still don't know if I could do that.
No?
Because, like, even if I could get it up to fuck an animal, once I got to the animal, it'd just be, like, gone instantly.
Hey, we'll get
just
it up.
No.
You don't worry about
I
it.
I just
we'll
couldn't do that.
That's so gross.
God.
Yeah, that's about it, really. They just like to do that. They tried to make laws banning sex with animals. They have fallen on deaf ears. Mm-hmm. Lucky for you. That's about it.
All right. Ready to do some clues?
Yeah, do you want to do some clues
We should
now?
Do some clues.
Can I say a quote real quick?
Do it.
It is and it should be legal to spread something on the genitalia that might smell or taste nice to a dog in order to, say, allow the dog to lick off whatever is spread on the genitalia. That's all. Just saying. Should it be permitted to stroke a bitch's teat with love? Should it be?
I don't know.
With love. Not out of necessity because your fucking 8-year-old's hungry. It's because you love her. I love you. I love my bitch. Yeah, that's it. Hmm. Sorry, that's it. Do you have the clues?
Yes, I do.
Well.
We have new clues.
Really?
Yeah.
Guardo says your cock smells like a goat. Just throw that out there for you.
How did he...
Huh?
Oh, right. If you film yourself with a hooker, does that make... Oh, hey.
What are you
did
doing?
You read that?
No.
Oh, that's another thing Guardo sent in.
Oh.
If you film yourself with a hooker, does that make the act filming a porn, therefore it is no longer illegal?
Yeah, but it's... You're filming hooker porn. Then.
Right, that, it's hooker porn.
That has its whole genre of...
Right, that's a whole different thing.
There's a whole demographic for hooker porn also. Yeah. Don't ask how I know these things.
Well, ILT has...
I've been studying.
Lots of options available.
Oh, fun.
Hey, you never read this one from a hard-ass nigga.
Oh, nigga, that was the one... Hold on, that was the one I was saving for you to read.
Oh, nigga, are you tripping? I've been waiting for 4 days... I've been waiting 4 days for, like, the number.
Right. 4 days.
4 days.
One,
for,
two, three, four.
For your weed payment. And if you don't get back to me quick, I'm going to back the fuck off. I know what you're doing. Giving your drugs to my daughter. Stay the fuck away, mother bitch. Fuck you. No, no. Fuck you.
No. No.
No, no.
Fuck you, no, mother no. bitch. Oh. What do you think if there was such a thing as a mother bitch, like just the queen, all high,
bitch.
Almighty, like God equivalent of a bitch, just the mother, oh, what do you think she would look like? Do we have clues?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, let's do them, I'm tired.
Okay, me too, I'm kind of
tired. It's late.
Yeah.
Go.
All right, this first one. Should we do some of the ones we skipped and the new ones?
Do whatever you want. You are in charge of the clues.
Well, there's like so many though.
Pick.
Or I'll start. I'll start with this.
I'm one. Letting you finish the show. If you hadn't noticed.
Really? Oh, this one.
You're crashing. Okay. You're burning in flames.
This
I just
one
want
is.
To let you know.
Well, I was trying to figure out which ones I read last time.
You're dying out there, bud.
Excuse me.
They're all not laughing. You're dying.
This first clue is. I think I missed.
It's going to be one of those gross pictures with the dude that got shot somewhere, and it's like a huge fucking gaping hole. That's what I'm going to call it.
Yeah, or it's just like a dude who just blew off a big chunk.
Right.
Like a
but
drum
not,
or something.
Like he was trying to do the whole thing,
right.
but he
just,
missed.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Blew something off.
That's it. Survey says, please. Please.
An animated please. GIF. Apparently. Oh, it's
I called
totally...
that shit. I called...
That is pretty disgusting. I don't even want to watch that anymore.
Just think, though, without the internet, none of this shit would exist.
That's true.
Crazy.
Okay, this next shit. One is Twisted Around Nipples.
Twisted Around Nipples?
God, I don't even want to look at it. It's going to be so disgusting. I don't want to see
it's
it.
It's going to be a 12-year-old sucking on a titty.
It's no.
I don't know. It's gonna be one of those weird things where the dude.
Is it like some girl like, with just her nipples is twisted,
just clamp,
fucking hard,
clamp the fuck down
yeah, like
with
that.
Like
just getting twisted
jumper cables,
yeah.
just fucking
the pliers, just fucking yeah,
just twisted the fuck up.
Okay, let's see.
Survey says. Oh, what is that?
That is quite the elaborate...
It's hair that goes from his chin, like, down around...
It
kind of
looks
that,
like a penis.
Is that for real? Is That's the most ridiculous thing I've seen all day.
Wow, that is...
Is that real?
I think
That's
so.
That's crazy. What would you do if you were, like, you met a dude online and you guys went out and you're back at your place for the nightcap and... You guys are starting to get a little frisky, and he takes off his shirt, and it's that, like, pow!
What's up?
From my face down.
Yeah, it's all connected.
Just, oh. Would you keep going?
That's weird that his facial hair actually connects with his chest. Like,
that is
like
so...
when he doesn't shave it out like that, his whole front is just hair.
Just werewolf
just fucking,
status.
Oh, just nonstop hair.
Oh, we have a call. Hi, caller. It's Hotcakes.
Hey, what's Gordo?
Oh, what up, G?
Oh, not much. Just listening in.
Oh, yeah. Are you playing Rage and Clues with us?
Yeah. I'm just listening, hearing that. I was actually thinking about the idea of having your facial hair somehow attached to your nipples. You couldn't even look up.
Do you have facial
you
hair?
Couldn't play Frisbee or anything?
That's true. You would, like, go to look up and it would rip.
Ow.
Yeah, exactly.
Ow.
Exactly. You'd have to, it'd be like having a neck brace on all the time.
Are you a big fan of facial hair, Guado? Do you have mustache and shit?
No, I'm just, I'm lazy. I let it grow a couple of days and then I shave it off.
Maybe that'll be the next contest that we have when we get an iPod to give away like everyone else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see who can grow like the most just wicked fucking
this
facial.
Crazy, ridiculous.
And see
beard.
How much of your body it can be a part of.
Yeah, like how much can you add
like,
in?
Like, dude, I grew my mustache to my armpit. That would be so
That's
awesome.
Nice. But you could do that. But if I think the real goal would be to find out who could keep their job.
Right.
Yes, that's good.
Can you function in day-to-day life with your mustache as one with your
ball
sack? Well,
who are we kidding?
Hair.
Most of the people that would be doing it don't have jobs.
That is
that's
a
true.
Good point.
That's true.
Yeah.
We all live with our parents, bro. I don't know about you, but...
But then again,
no.
Our
own my own house. Same with Bobby.
Yeah.
Then again, yeah, our demographic is like, what, 12-year-olds?
Yeah, 3-year-olds. Well, that's my demographic.
That's yours. That's you.
Right. We're going to get hate mail for that.
Well, yeah, you could get them to grow their mullets and weave that into their taint or something.
Does that count if it's on the... Oh, man. I can't believe I'm having a discussion about this, Guardo. What are you doing?
I don't know. Well, that way you could never look down. So actually, you'd lock your head into place if you weaved your mustache and your nipples and your taint into your mullet hair. So
yes, that would be pretty hot. Thank you for that vision. All right, we got to finish up this shit and get the fuck out of here. Thank you for the call. I appreciate you.
Laters.
Holla.
See ya. All right, the next clue is
next clue.
Balls of Steel.
Balls of Steel. Have you listened to their show yet?
I'm glad you reminded me, though. I should.
You should do that. It's actually pretty amusing, and then we'll talk a bunch of shit about it.
Okay.
We'll
talk about it Monday.
We're going to be like the Germany of podcasting, and we're just going to start a war with every other motherfucking place we can.
Yeah, we're just going to talk shit about
just
everything.
Just fuck all y'all.
While we slowly build up our army.
Right. It'll be like World of Warcraft. We'll be here farming the gold and the oil and shit while simultaneously over here just talking shit to all of you and then, like, building up.
Okay, but seriously,
we have aircraft carriers now.
Balls of Steel.
It's going to be Superman, a picture of Superman. I don't know. We've had a bunch of gross ones. There's going to be a normal one in there somewhere.
It can't be. I bet it's just, no.
It's going to be a dude getting his ball. He's being hung from his balls again then. Then it's going to be that picture.
That picture.
Yeah, I don't think you were here for that clue, but it was a dude hanging upside. It was one Frankie wrote in. It was just hanging out, and then version two was this dude hanging by his balls, like upside down. Is that who posted these? Because you can't use the same one twice.
It's Frank.
All right, let's see what it is. It's balls something.
I didn't even make a guess.
What's your
guess? I was just gonna guess it was... Something disgusting.
We've established
getting stretched
that.
Out or twisted or something.
Just pulled out with someone's face in it.
Oh, no, something.
Somebody blowing a bubble in the nuts.
He's doing something gnarly to his nuts that he shouldn't be.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's balls of steel.
Oh, like you have your balls
right.
tattooed.
How did we not
pierced.
Get that?
I wasn't even thinking like piercing.
Yeah,
I
didn't think about that.
Wow.
I'm surprised neither of us thought of
that's
that.
That's weird.
All right, next one, 90-degree angle.
It's going to be a bone somewhere not where it should be, like your elbow all like...
Yeah, just
all
like your fucking,
up.
Your shin just
your
completely
femur
just, broken.
Just sticking up in
or
your
like
nose
or like your ankle
and
just completely twisted.
Yes, that's what it's got to be. Show me the fucking picture, please. Ah! Oh, it's your dick bent 90. Oh, come on. Come on. Are you kidding? I'm really surprised neither of us guessed that.
Yeah, that too.
A dick just bent.
Of course,
the
that's
fuck
so
up.
Obvious. What else would it be?
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
That's right. Fantastic.
This next one's rat food.
Rat food?
Rat food.
It's going to be. The equivalent of a picture of that one Sextastic Tuesday about that chick that just took all the maggots and scooped them up into her twat and then just started fucking this dead deer on the side of the road. It's going to be like that.
Are you
serious?
Yeah, that
I'm
happened?
Not, it was so gross.
Oh, my God.
It was fantastic. But it's going to be like a picture equivalent of that. Like just nasty maggots and vagina just fucked up. Like, shit where it shouldn't be. I'm sorry, did I just make you sad?
No, I can't. I'm trying to think of my own.
You got
idea.
All sad real quick. You're like, oh.
I just can't think
not,
of anything.
Not maggots in the vagina. No,
oh,
Matt,
God.
Come on. Come on.
No, I just can't think of a guess on what it rat food
what's
would be.
Rat food?
Yeah.
Or it'll be a box of Decon. I don't know. You can never tell with these people. You can never tell.
It's hard, especially when it's one word. Well, it's two
food.
Words, but it's put
Decon.
Together.
I don't know. Yeah, it's going to be something like that. Let's see it. I'm over it. What is it? Yes.
Wow.
Where'd your
what
face?
The hell?
Bro, you're missing your face.
Bro.
Dude, you dropped this. What is that? Oh, it's your face.
Yeah, it's the
it's your skin, actually.
And the
Oh,
this
Frankie,
part of your
hold on.
Arm too.
The last one, Frankie says the dude was eaten by rats. That one. The dude was eaten by rats.
That's fucked
That's
up.
That's crazy. How, like, they just a line of rats carrying off your
him?
Face piece by piece? That's effed up junk. Is that it?
No, there's one more.
One more. What
Puff
is it?
The Magic Dragon.
Oh, it's going to be a picture of Obama. Because he's the Magic Negro.
True. But then it'd be Puff the Magic Negro.
No, it's in correlation to
right,
the
true.
Obama. It's that joke. I think
true.
That's what it is.
That's probably right.
Or it's going to be a picture of Puff the Magic Dragon. Survey
no,
fucking
it's,
says.
That's
the
one.
There
I think
you
it's
go.
Obama.
It's,
no.
Oh, it's a dragon tattoo on Jesus. This dude's cock. Did
that's
the wings
awesome.
What?
Do you want me to go back to that?
I was mesmerized by that.
I don't
want to
see
Holy
that
Holy shit. That was so... It was
God,
all bright.
That was a very elaborate
it
tattoo.
It was bright and colorful, like a child's
yeah,
toy.
Yeah, it just kind of draws you in.
Like, I saw it just... I wanted to ride on it for a minute, but then I was like, no, it's a penis, and that would
well,
be weird.
Well, in 3 days, you might want to consider it.
I was thinking like the heavy metal movie where he's like riding on that dragon
no,
thing.
You'll, it'll be
That's
in your,
not...
I, it'll be in your asshole.
No, it's not. That was phrased badly. I'm sorry. Okay.
26. Is that a whole new fucking way of, you know, chasing the dragon?
If you're running from it, yes. Oh, that's funny. Guardo says your cock smells like dragon. Did
it's
you
dragon
see the
smelling.
Story 26 in? How long is this What's, godforsaken thing?
We're at 2 hours,
okay,
I think.
Okay, that's good. I'm over it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Braden.
It's a great show.
Are you going to be here Monday also?
I will be.
Is this like 7 shows in a fucking
it
row,
was
dude?
Quite a few, yeah.
What's happening?
I've just been
Did you quit and
no.
you just didn't tell us?
Yeah.
Would I you tell us?
Yeah, I would.
How's work going, by the way?
It's okay.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's decent.
Any honeys working there that you're going to bag?
Not at all. None. Not a single.
Any bitches?
They all have kids, too. Seriously, every one of them.
Huh. Why is that?
I don't know.
I don't understand that.
And I bet you all of them are single, too.
Oh, you know it. That song, that line for of that sure. atmosphere song yeah. where it's like single mama wondering where daddy went. Where'd you go, dad?
Well, that and their waitresses, so that's a dead giveaway for single mother, too.
Well, stereotypical.
Yeah, well, you know.
All right, well, that's it. We'll be back Monday. TheJamble.com/vote. It's a new month. You can buy t-shirts. TheJamble.com/donate.
It's a new month. You can vote on Podcast
That's
Alley.
What did I just say? Are you kidding?
I'm just drilling
it. Do you
it.
Do it? Hold
no,
on.
No, I'm drilling it into them.
Hold on. Do you do that on purpose?
Yes, that time
do you
I
repeat
did.
What I say on purpose?
Just with the... I
thought you
that.
Just like came to and you're like, oh, and tell them to vote too. And I was like, dude, I totally just
no,
did.
No, I'm repeating it because
okay.
they need they
Like
need
you
a
want
drill.
It drilled into
yeah, like,
their heads.
Yeah, like, do it. Just fucking
just
go
do
vote.
It because it takes a sec.
Yeah.
And then more people will see us and then they'll leave us nasty messages. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, because the higher up on Podcast Alley we get in the ratings, the more haters. That
the more gonna, haters. They'll
that
be
means
like,
more awesome calls like that last
fuck
episode.
Fuck the jam hole. You guys are cheating. We'll be like, no, actually, we're not. What else?
I don't know.
Is that it?
Sure.
You can call Braden's so phone, 406-871-4213.
It's not even
Goodbye.
It. You are listening to the jam hole. The jam, the jam, the jam hole.com.